Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I'm at it.
For now, anyway.
That's twice. I want some butt.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Thursday at Gillette Stadium, the gang is all here, and we're enjoying a lovely lunch provided by Chris with a TIAN from Pizzeria Grandi. And thank you, Chris, with a TIAN.
If they ever put that Hall of Fame together, he's a first ballot guy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
On a lot of levels. He's visited consistently with lunch. Good phone calls.
Hey, I have a question.
T.O.
Is James North still Shore updating PFW Progress?
I was going to ask the same thing, actually. I wonder if he's okay.
It's still the show from January 27th.
Yeah, the Fighting Fuddruckers thing.
I'm just wondering.
That was a good show, though.
James!
Yeah, what's up with James? I'm a little worried that he's, you know, got some issues or something. No, he's not dead.
Well, the last guy we've gone the way about Craig died.
No, I know he's not dead, though.
All right. Well, Eric's here.
T.O.
As well as Andy and Paul and me and 2G in the booth.
Fred Kirsch.
And got a lot to talk about. We're still in the aftermath of the big Castle Vrabel trade.
Me. Release me.
But the Dallas Cowboys made some news themselves by releasing T.O. this morning. I think it's a good move by them. Already, of course, we're getting emails from people saying and wondering if the Patriots would have interest.
Please,
I hope
not.
Andy Hart at Patriots.com.
Please stop
sign
the emails.
T-O.
See, it's my contention. I think the guy's insane.
I do too.
Yep.
I think he's a closet gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think that. But
two genders losing.
I think that his struggles with that makes him insane.
That's that you same could be said about Andy Hart, though, Fred.
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that, though, because
you
I don't want to make
with
it sound
your
like
no. If he is, that's fine. I don't really care.
One of the reasons you think he has chemical problems, you know, in terms of being a little bit off or crazy, is that he's struggling with that.
Yes, I do.
And instead of just coming out and admitting it, this is according to Fred Kirsch, by the way.
Right.
Instead of just admitting it, you think that that's affecting him psychologically.
Think
that's
why I think it affects him psychologically.
You think that's why he lashed out at Jeff Garcia when they were in San Francisco together?
It could be, but I think emotionally, I think it affects him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a nut, okay? Maybe my reason's wrong, but I think he's a nut for whatever reason.
I think you're right about that.
And I think, you know, I love Randy Moss, but I think the Patriots have been pretty fortunate with him. But you put him and T.O. in a locker room together, it's not big enough.
It's been proven.
Let's
any locker room that T.O. has been a part of has been made worse as a result of his being.
He is a disruptive force.
No question.
He really is.
One year, $8 million, I want him.
Every team he leaves, every team he goes to and then he leaves, the team is in worse shape than it was
absolutely
when he arrived.
But that's because everybody keeps him too long. 1 year.
Then we get a release that we got him, and he's misunderstood. He's not a bad guy.
You wouldn't do that, Fred.
No. You.
I would stick.
If he
with
came
this
here, you'd have to say he's nuts, but he's our nuts, and I hope he catches 100 balls.
Right. Let's hope that they can straighten him out.
He might, but he might drop 50 of them too.
Andy wants him.
I want him.
I
really
want any
do
part
Fred
of him.
I want him.
I want no part of him.
I think if you
if take, no one else, there's how many people are going to line up to get him? Not many.
Look,
so he's going to be begging Bill Belichick to take him.
If you take away
take him.
If you take away all the emotional stuff and the locker room and off field stuff, talent wise, I take him. I live with the two misses, the two drops per game because man,
you got those from Jabari Gaffney.
You know, I'll take him,
and he's going to fill the Gaffney role
because he's a guy that can go over the middle. He can give you the big play. I mean, who the hell do you cover with him, Welker, and Moss?
Wes Welker, if Terrell Owens was on the opposite side of Randy Moss, Wes Welker could conceivably catch 200 passes.
Right.
He could.
Right. Right. Ben Watson could catch 100.
No, because there's only so many passes you could throw.
That's disrespectful to Wes Welker.
Right. It would require them throwing the ball at Watson's direction 300 times in order for him to get
100
catches.
But that said, I still don't want him.
But will anybody want him?
Yes.
I think somebody will.
Somebody will be stupid enough.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
if nobody else, Al Davis will be stupid enough.
I think the Vikings would take him back.
I don't know.
It's a new coach and it's a new owner since he left. Right?
Take him back.
He's just unbelievable.
Terrell Owens never played for
Minnesota.
You
had a great 10 minutes going.
Oh, that's right. That's Randy Moss.
You had a great 10 minutes going.
Brad Childress coached him in Philly.
But I think Minnesota is a possibility.
Yeah, the whole new coach thing going back gets kind of blown up.
And here's why.
He was talking about Moss.
Right.
Childress is desperate to save his job there. And I think if he thinks he can get maybe one good year out of him, they make a playoff run, Super Bowl run,
well,
it might be worth the investment.
The other reason I was thinking of Minnesota, besides getting confused with Moss, is that they, you know, they have that quarterback situation. They obviously want to get Sage Rosenfels or whoever it is,
Jake
the
Cutler.
Most you know weapons that they can get. So
right,
but
that's why I think
God,
that's why I think it doesn't make sense.
But, yeah, exactly. God forbid this quarterback doesn't do well,
right.
and then you know,
there's no guarantee Sage Rosenfels is going to be lighting it up to Moss.
T.O. has played with three pretty good quarterbacks. Garcia was a Pro Bowler when he was with him. McNabb was a Pro Bowler, and Romo's a Pro Bowler.
And he still
torches them.
Right.
So
that's
what is
why
he
the only
do with
man
Sage
who
Rosenfels?
Can control him,
Bill Belichick,
is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, or maybe Peyton Manning.
No.
Plus, in Minnesota,
would be a big move for them.
To me,
they rarely do anything. That would be a huge, huge move. Replace Marvin Harrison with Terrell Owens.
From a football perspective, go free agency. He doesn't like free agency.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is a little different. This is a guy becoming available a little later.
Yeah.
Begging you, wants to win a title.
Yeah.
Will do anything for a year. Peyton will talk to him.
Could you imagine?
Now the Patriots are in a bidding war with the Colts.
Could you imagine how many times Paulian would be banging on his desk every time Terrell Owens dropped a pass in that offense? It wouldn't last.
For anybody who overrates T.O.'s drops more than him,
no.
I think
he drops way too many balls for
and
a number one receiver.
You make it sound like he's terrible.
For a number one receiver who was supposed to be
one of the
greatest
in the game. I saw a number one receiver drop a lot here last year.
You're right, he did, but not nearly as many as Owens drops per game. He's awful. He has the
he's
worst hands.
Awful.
He has
he's
the worst.
Awful.
He has
You're
the worst.
An idiot.
No.
He's awful.
Terrell Owens has the worst hands of a supposed number one receiver I have ever seen. He's awful.
I don't know.
I want no part of him.
Got an update from James.
And he's an idiot.
No. I'm not ready for an update yet. I really need to delve into this a little bit deeper. He's a supposed number one receiver, huh?
No. He's a number one receiver. I'm saying for a guy who's.
And you know how much I hate T.O.
He has bad hands, but he's making it sound
right.
like he's just
He has the worst hands of anyone who's ever been a
I've
number one
I've seen him
receiver.
Make plenty of one-handed grabs and incredible athletic plays, like
overrated.
Fred said, over the middle. And,
he's overrated.
Well,
the thing is,
I
he
think
drops
he's an
some
idiot.
Easy balls. You know, and
right.
that's.
I think he would not be overrated if he didn't have that attitude.
Right.
That attitude makes him overrated, not the fact that he drops an occasional pass, which I agree. The difference in the two guys to me is Randy Moss has better hands.
Much
That's
better.
Why I think Moss is a better receiver.
Used to.
Much better.
Yeah,
he had problems last year, no question, but he admitted it.
Until he went in the tank when Brady got hurt.
Right. He admitted that.
I want to see it.
Now you
put them together.
You can proceed with the James update.
I asked earlier if James is still updating the site. James must be listening, obviously, and he says he's updating today. He's been really busy working on an animated advertisement that has taken up all his time for the last 6 weeks. He's finished now, so he's back to things Patriots and PFW. Been catching up on all my free agency news the last few days. Wow, Castle and Vrabel for a second. He really has been behind, huh? Looking forward to hearing what you guys have been talking about in the shows that I've missed. So he hasn't even been listening.
He's been persona non grata.
It's not good news when the guy who does the site for us isn't listening
hasn't
anymore.
Been listening.
Well, I don't think he's persona non grata. that would be like
he's made us persona.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it felt like that.
I mean, get your stuff
that way.
Right. And by the way, I took out Good piece correct. Of resistance.
I noticed.
Yeah,
I noticed, and I'm very upset at you.
I'm not sure you spelled it right.
I thought.
See, now I just automatically assumed he looked it up.
No.
Yeah.
But did you take it out?
He did take it out.
I did take it out. Oh,
did you hear that? Did you hear how mad he got? Because I insinuated he had to look it up. He got all mad.
I also had to fix his using cliches wrong.
Yeah, Eric, in one of Eric's stories, he used the phrase.
Thank you for that, Andy.
Piece
did I
de
not?
Resistance. Usually, though, when you use foreign word, aren't you supposed to italicize it?
No.
No?
Not necessarily.
I think yes, necessarily.
You can if
Corey,
you want to.
The rules you are, Eric.
No?
I think yes, necessarily.
Did you say yes, necessarily?
Yes, he did.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
The only thing left out of that, Fred, was because I didn't have time to do it, was the accents on PAs.
Right.
That was the only thing that was.
Maybe that was throwing me out, but it just didn't look right. So rather than take the time to look it up, I took it out and replaced it. What did I replace it with?
I don't know.
A final ingredient.
You have the final ingredient.
Yeah. You get the final edit, so I don't see what you do.
It was less powerful afterwards.
Although
from now on, after your
Eric,
after you let me know about the edit letter, from now on, I am taking the edit letter after you edit it from us. I'm taking it back and re-editing it.
By the way, Eric, just so you know, this is a newspaper about football.
No, listen to me. No,
website about football.
No,
okay.
Stop.
Piece de resistance, Chris Brown and Rihanna.
No.
Perspicacity.
You know how many emails we've gotten questioning, one, your sanity, and two, your masculinity because of that entry on the blog?
Well done.
Is this show on Patriots.com, Fred?
Yes, it is.
How many times on this show do we not talk about football?
That's
Thank
a,
you very much.
A
Argument
whole
over.
Different
Argument
ball
over.
Game. Wait a minute.
No, it's not a different ball
you're
game.
You're talking about
it's not a different
no,
ball
yes,
game.
Yes, it is. You're talking about a two-hour show.
Let me explain.
As opposed to something where somebody goes specifically to read something about the Patriots and has limited time. And
let me
is different.
Let me argue for myself. Andy Hart.
Nope. Don't bring me into this.
I am bringing you into this because in a past post, I think it was during training camp, you specifically had a post that said in the headline that this was not football related. What you put warning, no football related content to forthcoming in this post.
Right, which allowed people to skip right past.
And what did you write about?
How the hell would I know?
What did he write about in that?
I don't remember. However,
it was about us or about what he was doing. It wasn't about Rihanna.
However, I did the same thing in my subject line. I made it abundantly clear that had nothing to do with football. So anybody who didn't want to read it didn't have to.
I understand that.
I can't help it if these
numbskulls
don't have mine
the self-control
not to read. To us or the Patriots.
But what you don't understand is his non-football-related subject was probably still a subject that our readers would be interested
Definitely.
In.
I agree.
You have to know your audience.
I thought the Rihanna post was a bit odd myself.
It was odd, but it was a report post.
And I'm the
and
king
we were
of the
reporting
non-football
on reports.
Well, there's a lot of reports.
What are you, Perez Hilton?
I was madly blogging about other stuff, and then I was watching television.
Reports
this thing
is
came
you,
on,
is you get?
Yeah. And it was a report.
The operative word there is madly. Okay, I think you've gone insane. I think the snow got to you. You know, knowing
living
that
in those hills of North Providence.
Right.
See, I know that the vast majority
it was nice
of our
to know you made it in again today.
The vast majority of our
thanks, by the way.
That's 2 days in a row.
I'm going to ignore that comment. The vast majority of our listeners, readers, audience members appreciate the non-football stuff as much as the football stuff. Just because there's a somewhat vocal minority of idiots out there.
Wow!
I'm not gonna apologize for anything that I do on the show or off the show
Fred is
the one criticizing
you.
No, because he brought up about these stupid morons who were writing in saying.
he didn't call them stupid morons.
Dumb stupid Boston
I can read between
fans.
The lines. No, that's what you were
we
saying.
We have gotten a lot of you've gotten a lot of criticism for that.
He sounds like Mo Vaughn.
But the point is, why doesn't when Andy writes something that is non-football related, why don't people criticize that?
It was because people don't like to criticize Andy. They like to criticize me. That's why, Fred.
They're all
they don't
over.
Like to criticize
the
Andy.
The fact is, it wasn't
you listen
the
much?
Fact that it was non-football. It was the subject that they were criticizing. It's not that you were not writing about football.
But I put in the subject line that it had nothing
You're
to
not
do with football.
To me.
And what did you write at the end of that Rihanna post? Something about, like, you know, get well, girl.
Get
or something.
Well, it was
clearly her mind's in Disturbia. Get well soon, girl.
Disturbia.
Yeah. I mean.
I was playing off the song.
I know. We get it, but like 2G says.
That was your pièce de résistance.
See, I didn't get it because I don't know the song. So
that was the whole point.
I thought
point.
It was a movie.
That was the whole point of the post was to make
it
a reference
a movie,
to the song.
It was also a song. Oh. And Rihanna sang
God
the song.
God almighty.
We heard it about 811 times.
It's just
from
not
her
the kind
Santa
of subject you want to get into as a football writer.
So I don't know then, if you know, he's not really a football writer. He likes those subjects more
I'm
than
trying
football.
To get him to be one.
So we're never allowed to talk about anything other than
I
football on this show
no,
ever
that's
again.
Not
that's
what
not what I'm saying.
So why is that different?
This
than,
is an act,
why is
though.
That
he's
different?
Not mad.
Why is that different?
Well,
why is that blog post
okay,
any different
we
than anything
about
we talk about on this show?
On this show?
If you want, it's up to you, Fred.
But do we talk about knitting?
I don't think we would ever not talk about
it. Do we talk about... Well, we don't because we know our audience wouldn't be interested in
it. How do you know that? Every time we go on Patriots, PFWinProgress.com, there are people who have posts on there saying they love the nonsense that we talk about.
Okay.
That was an example
of
one of
the nonsense. How many of our listeners are interested in knitting? We'll see.
That, Fred.
All right. I'm just saying.
Keep pushing him. He might swear.
There are certain subjects. He's getting mad. I could get him to swear. That would be good. If there are certain subjects I just don't think people are interested in.
And how are we supposed to know when those subjects
and
come
I'm
or not?
I'm trying to protect you from yourself at the same time. You're going to get made fun of. I'm trying to help you.
I already get made fun of, Fred.
I'd like to click
Holy
that.
Holy mackerel.
Holy.
Foxy News has a nice fox out there.
She's the best I've seen yet, by far.
Oh, why are you taking her out?
And she's talking about turkey?
Oh, hi.
She's reading a prompter, Fred. Some dork like Eric wrote it and is sitting there angry because she gets to read it to the world. No offense, Eric.
All right. Hey, speaking of Turkey, in that area of the world,
he's worried about people
at least
criticizing.
It's in Europe. Andrew from the Ukraine is on the phone. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing all right. I'm actually in the United States, so I get to call
oh,
you.
Oh, that's kind of anticlimactic there.
Well, you wouldn't know me if I said I was Xander Green, so.
Oh, because 2G
Good
said,
point.
2G put up a sign that said Andrew in the Ukraine, so that's why I said that.
Well, that's why you went
via,
to the top of the
Vermont
call
here,
list.
So, I have a question and a comment unrelated to each other.
I don't know if you'll be allowed to use that now.
All right,
Andrew. The way the new rules on this show go,
we'll be the judge.
Tread lightly.
They're both sports
tread lightly,
related,
my
Eric.
Friend.
There you go, Andrew.
Well done, Andrew.
Pile it on, baby. I love it.
Anyway, the first one's about Julius Peppers. This is because the comment. I actually don't know if I want Julius Peppers for what we're going to have to give up in terms of trade picks. Only because he was what, 29 years old?
Yes,
that's correct.
So.
And we're going to have him for 5 years. And I just see another Adalius Thomas, you know, a year to get adjusted to the system, a year for injury or something, and we get 3 or 4 years out of him versus what we're going to get out of long-term from a first-round draft pick or a third-round plus a first-round. I don't know.
Yeah,
of course,
that,
I don't know sports.
That might
but,
be
then,
no,
I mean,
that might be that might be a logical.
It's very
strike,
similar to Thomas.
Striking a negative comment.
Thomas was about to be 30 when he came and joined the ranks of their 30-something linebackers.
I mean, I would argue that this guy is better than Thomas.
Right. Oh yeah.
But I would also argue on the other side that he's going to cost you more than Thomas did.
Right.
He's going to cost you more in money and in compensation.
Right. The question I have is about the draft. I was looking at where the Patriots are slated. In each round, and I thought they were supposed to be the 23rd pick of each round, but the second round they're like 26th, and it bounces up and down.
It actually rotates because there's three teams tied at 11 and 5. So they get the first of those three 11 and 5 slots in the first round, then they rotate to the back of the pack, which is 25.
Oh, the tiebreaker only works in the first round?
I thought there was four.
So maybe there are four.
I think there are four.
Yeah, and then it rotates from there. So if they're first, then they go to fourth, then they go to third, second, first again in that little four-man, four-team rotation.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Peace out.
Andrew
from
the Ukraine, who's actually in the United
States.
Via
the United States.
Yes.
You all right, Eric? I like to see you. I don't want, you know, I want you going in the tank now like Randy Moss the rest of the show.
It's okay. We'll replace him with T.O., baby.
I'm fine. Don't worry.
That supposed number one receiver.
Speaking of T.O., Strippers
says 1,500 yards a year.
Strippers says it's a fact of life. Good
drop.
Wide receivers drop passes. In 08, number one was Braylon Edwards with 16 drops. I don't know who's.
He had a terrible year.
Who's
too.
Adding these up? But
stats.
Dwayne
stats.
Bowe was number two with 13.
They were all against
Marshall
the Patriots.
Marshall was number three with 12. Then Terrell Owens with 10. Calvin Johnson with 9. And Roddy White and Atlanta with 9. So it's a pretty good group of people who led the league in drop passes.
I got to tell you, I think Moss would have been, in my eyes, knocking on the door of that.
Yeah, I'd like
he
to
dropped
be,
a lot of balls.
I'd like to be the judge of what a drop
I'd say right. he had about that's, five or six.
At least.
That's Paul makes a good point. The technical description of a drop could be anything that touches his hands. But I'm talking about wide open, nobody around
right.
him, catchable, easy passes.
You turn around, no one's there, and he
nobody,
still drops.
Nobody
doesn't drop a lot of those.
Every time I see him,
while
he's
Eric's saying
one of those.
That behind him on the NFL Network on a screen, T.O. is hauling in a one-handed pass.
The one against the Giants?
I don't know.
Well, I don't not want T.O. for his.
No, ability.
To be
was just about
nothing to do
if
with
this
that.
Was just about ability, it'd be a no-brainer.
To be totally serious here, if two teams are interested, one team's interested, the Raiders are interested, he has nowhere else.
New Orleans.
Can you just play along?
I'm sorry.
Sure, he could go to New Orleans, walk all over Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Oh, he'll start making fun of the birthmark mid-season,
that's
and
what
boom,
I think
it'll blow up.
That's what I think.
But let's
happen.
Just say only the Raiders are interested, and Drew Rosenhaus calls Bill and says, only the Raiders are interested. We're coming. Apparently there's another hot babe on the screen based on whatever.
No,
Fred's
I just keep
doing.
Looking at this
no,
guy.
Some
getting
guy
hit.
Got run over by a train.
And he survived.
Yeah.
Wow.
You wouldn't take T.O. if he came crawling to you. One-year deal, $1 million, non-guaranteed anything, so you can cut him at any time.
$1 million?
Whatever. Something ridiculously low.
If I were open, no. I would take him for $1 million.
No, I'm talking about the Patriots.
No.
Oh, no.
No, because you see what he's done in other places. He's made
I know I have a
work.
Good offense without a lot. Why would I take that chance?
Because
he has ruined locker rooms.
And I've given up on the fact that defense is going to be much better.
Well,
he's not worth it.
I mean, even for you, that's a little silly a week into free agency.
I don't know. They're not doing anything.
I know you're the reactionary one of the group, but that even that's
now
little...
seventh-tier corners like Philip Buchanan are signing and
Jabari Greer.
Jabari also. Greer.
Of those three.
He was a PFW sleeper.
Yeah, the longer you wait, though, the less the price is. So
yeah, and you end up
right,
with Fernando Bryant. Then you
the
can cut him opening
is.
Day. You're not concerned that defensively?
They'll be fine. They're going to have a really good year. We're going to go.
Teams will
be lucky if we lose a game this year.
Teams will be lucky if we lose a game.
Opponents
will be lucky.
And another side note. There was a Charlie Pierce story today.
I didn't get that.
Mocking people that think there's a question as to whether Peppers could play in this system. He thinks it's just perfect fit, Julius Peppers.
I didn't get that out of the article. I got out of the article of why don't people ever question Bill Belichick.
No, but one of the lines was, I heard some local radio genius say something about that he's not sure Peppers would be the right fit in this system. Don't worry, he'd be the fit or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's his opinion.
It was in parentheses. It wasn't the theme of the story.
No,
it was part of it.
I also thought it was funny that Jason Taylor yesterday, saving Andy from himself now.
What does Charlie Pierce know about football? You edited his book. There were 600,000 mistakes in it.
I still have the document to prove it.
No, I'm like he's now the genius on football. I know he was mocking like Fred and Steve on EEI and everything, but... I mean,
well, it's silly.
It's just a foregone conclusion that a 297-pound guy can just come play linebacker.
But the problem with Charlie, I understand what Charlie was saying, but the problem with his argument is, you know, it's foolish to say that Belichick always is right because he sees the data and he sees the film and all that. That's not why people say he's always right.
Right.
They say he's always right because he has 3 Super Bowls and a track record. You know.
Right, and that's also where the comparisons kind of fell off with your boy Obama.
Right.
He's been in office 30 days. Of
right.
course
he's
not going
to
get the benefit
record.
Of the doubt.
Right.
If he was in the seventh year of his term,
of
people
success.
Would go,
right.
you know what? He made all the right moves right. the first 7 years, right. so I got to say,
I never
he
hear
knows.
I never hear the suck-ups on the radio saying, well, in Bill we trust because he sees the data.
Right.
But that's
you know,
not why they're saying
But
that.
I think it's a little bit, this is getting off into a side tangent here, but I do think
what we do.
There's a difference between the way that they
Except
just give
the
Bill the blind benefit of the doubt on the radio around here. Theo Epstein's won 2 World Series. He doesn't get the – it's not in Theo we trust. He doesn't get the blind benefit of the doubt.
Well, baseball has always been easier to understand for people. And people think
– I think
everyone
that's a better
thinks
point.
They can manage a baseball team.
And they think that
GM.
when he signs a guy like J.D. Drew, people don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
They don't say he's looked at the data. He's won 2 World Series. Right. You know, maybe he sees something we don't. Everybody says that's a terrible move. Julio
right.
Lugo, same thing. Bill could sign Terrell Owens tomorrow, and he would have 100% approval rating by the end of the month.
Sure.
On that move.
Because
it would be an initial backlash. What are we doing? Much like the Castle Vrabel trade has already turned, right? I mean, have you noticed that
once the truth got out, sure.
I don't know what we know today that we didn't know yesterday or the day before that or the day before that.
As more
people learned Castle and Vrabel for a second round pick. Yes or no?
There was nothing else out there at the time.
That's not the argument. Everybody, the argument is whether or not you think he was worth more than that.
Sure he was.
Okay, well, now everybody was up in arms that he was worth more than that. Now no longer anybody's worried about that. Now they're just saying, second-round pick, 34th overall, that's a great pick.
Well, considering—
That's what everybody says.
Right, because at the time they made the move, there were no interest.
Not part of the argument. Is he worth more than that or not?
Sure he is. But could
I don't think he was. They got the second-round pick for him. That's what he's worth.
At the time, could you get more than that?
The market sets the value, not you.
Right, exactly.
I agree.
That's baseball card theory. I had this card that's worth $100, but I can't find anybody to give me more than 10.
But wouldn't you say that that was one of the
I had this friend who had all these baseball cards, and for years he's been talking about, oh, I've got all these cards, and my father's, he gave them to me. So one day I said, well, let's get one of those magazines, you know, that has a – bring it over and we'll sort it out. I think it came to like $200, the complete set.
Which means he could probably only get about 100.
Right.
Anyway. You know, you're talking about the Julius Peppers thing that you brought up, and Charlie Pierce said he'd fit in a 3-foot, you know, he'd be a good fit. You know, listening to the guys on the radio, and they're saying Jason Taylor, and they were saying he had a bad year last year. Well, yeah, but he was playing in the 4-3. Like, he's out of his right. He played his whole career in a 4-3,
right?
With the exception of the 2 years that Nick Saban coached him,
right?
And all of a sudden, well, he was in a 4-3, so that's not really conducive to his style.
What?
I mean,
who said that?
Idiots.
Oh.
Name idiots.
Well, Boston fans.
No. They weren't fans.
Tom Curran?
No.
Tom Curran has no problem calling people out because they were referencing a Jay Mariotti column. Apparently, he
wrote
the
thing. Well, I would call Jay Mariotti out, too.
But apparently, he wrote that the commissioner should look into it. It's not a. And Tom Curran goes, first of all, who does Jay Mariotti work for? Isn't he like a freelancer with no real job anymore? And I was like, wow, that's kind of media on media crime, though.
But how dumb
but
is that?
But the tone of it was
to say that
he's a tool.
They made a trade that you didn't think they got enough in return for, and that you think that the league should investigate.
But not even that. I mean, it's arguable.
How stupid is
if
that?
It was a seventh-round pick, if it was Vrabel and Castle for a conditional seven, then you go, that doesn't smell right. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's when Robert Kraft says that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, this is arguable. You get the 34th pick in the draft. You can argue either side pretty strongly.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a silly thing that Mariotti wrote. I think some guys don't deserve any benefit, and I think he's one of them.
And he's just looking for exposure.
Look at him. You just want to punch him.
Yeah. All right, webradio at patriots.com.
You
is
got
the
someone
email
on the phone?
Eric, are you sulking?
Webradio. John in L.A. is on the phone. John.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for holding on there.
No problem.
We had to get Andrew in the Ukraine first.
Second straight show you did not lead it off. Just want to let you know we're getting calls from the Ukraine before you.
Unbelievable. Well, Tucci a few shows ago told me that I was calling in a little too early, so I've been waiting, and people have been jumping in, which is
that is
great.
True.
Wow. You were scolded by Tucci.
Fred likes to set the table before.
No, he wasn't.
It was just
scolded.
The show after the Castle trade. I said, let him talk about that first for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a good producing move.
That's a good producing
move. No, it wasn't so much that. First. It was when Paul was hosting by himself and you guys said to call in early. I called in early to help out, and I was told to call back later.
Wow.
Tucci, you didn't tell me that.
It's fine. 2G's awesome.
John, should we let the news out?
Yeah, sure.
John is going to be penning a weekly column on Patriots.com starting tomorrow called Friday Outtakes. And it's going to be, you know, him kind of wrapping up the news of the week from his own perspective.
Whose idea was this?
It was his.
Who approved it?
I did. So it's going to be
a streak alive of bad decisions.
It's going to be a little cutting edge. I think fans will like it. We're going to push the envelope a little bit. Yeah. And if
I hope it works out. I'm enjoying doing it. We'll see how it goes.
Make sure you know if you get me unemployed, I will hunt you down.
No.
I will not.
It's going to be very clear that the views expressed in the column are John's views.
Hey, how about making it very clear that the column will not express any views that they shouldn't be expressing?
John, little word of advice: stick to football.
Don't stray from the topic whatsoever under any circumstances okay. ever.
And bring a box of Kleenex in case you can't handle criticism
like really,
that.
Really upset.
He's sulking.
He clearly doesn't get what I'm trying to teach him.
Because he cannot accept constructive criticism.
Yeah. Constructive? No, I don't like hypocrisy.
You know how long we've been trying to get him to not put the comma before the and? Because PFW style is to not have the comma before the and?
I've stopped doing that.
No, you haven't.
Not as of the last thing you wrote.
I could find about 8 of them in the last issue.
Like
minor,
when we told him,
oversight.
Eric, in your
minor
features, one-line leads are good sometimes. They're funny. They're catchy. But when you do it every time, it's formulaic.
Wow.
Still one-line leads.
That's a good word for you, Andy.
It is.
That's usually not a word that you would use.
Yeah, you're not accusing him
of took an ugly turn. We're making fun of Eric.
I had one lined up, too, but I thought it was just piling
John,
on at that point.
So we're all looking forward to that first column, and congratulations. It's going to be good, I think.
Who's we?
I am, too. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I'm honored to be doing it.
Are you going
to
give us a sneak preview for listeners what the first topic is?
The first topic is the sudden cluster train wreck in Denver for Josh.
Oh, so now we're taking shots at others.
What seemed like a perfect, like the best job on the market is suddenly a very tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, John's column isn't going to be about the Patriots necessarily. It's going to be all about all the NFL.
NFL, did you?
Yeah, that's the point.
Did you hear about
you guys cover the Patriots so well?
Right.
So are you ripping my boy McDaniels?
I'm actually not. I think it's quite sympathetic to McDaniels, although I think he does have some culpability.
Clearly he does.
It's
I stamped him with a no chance.
Jay Cutler.
Oh, okay. He's a big baby.
And Brandon Marshall.
Okay. Yeah, I look forward to reading it.
All right. Well, I wanted to say about the Vrabel thing you guys were discussing.
Yeah. Okay.
The Vrabel Castle. What has come out then that has changed some perspective? And I don't think it's just Finn, is that it's becoming more clear that Vrabel getting traded to Kansas City was possibly related to the fact that he was about to get a $1 million bonus and that they probably were going to cut him anyway.
That's absolutely
right. That tempers it a little bit.
But I mean, we knew that.
Yeah, we know that.
I don't think people did the first day.
No.
You guys might have, but we didn't.
But still, wasn't he still a commodity?
Yeah. No,
so you got nothing
a
for
point.
A commodity.
So even if you think he was a seventh-round pick, you added a seventh-round pick to Castle and only got a second-round pick.
Well, a lot of guys get cut that are still commodities, and they get cut for financial reasons.
Right. So, but don't say that because we were going to cut him, that's okay that you only got a second-round pick for two guys. You still only got a second-round pick for two guys.
No, I think that the reason they were going to cut him is because what John said, financial reasons.
No, I
but
I'm not.
But the reason that they threw him in with Castle wasn't for a second rounder. It was just merely, let's just put him into that package, give him to Pioli. Mangini won't be able to sign him. The Jets won't be able to sign him. Why not?
Because we're going to cut him anyway. Listen, they had to trade Castle.
Right.
Okay. We're all in agreement on that. We've been in agreement on that for months. We knew they were gonna trade him. Andy, Eric, and Fred all thought they would trade him immediately. I thought it would take a little longer, but we all were in the same boat. I just think that some of the fans have felt, and I'm fine with it because I wasn't convinced, like I said Tuesday, I wasn't convinced of what Castle's worth was because of such the wide range of opinion out there. I really didn't know what to expect. Most fans thought for sure he was going to get more than a second-round pick. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's the other thing, though.
Most everybody. Analysts, supposed knowledgeable onlookers, everybody.
I don't think that a second-round pick for Castle was bad. I think that's a good trade. I don't think it's a great trade. I don't think it's a terrible trade.
I think you could argue you didn't get a second-round pick for him.
I think if Kansas City's first...
Couldn't you argue that you got maybe a low second for him, technically?
I was just going to say, if Kansas City's...
Vrabel upped it to a high second?
Look, if Kansas City's first-round pick was like 20 or below, I think they would have given us that pick. You know?
I think we got more than people think just because I think it's partly because of how deep this draft is, especially in the positions we need. Getting the number 34 overall is two spots away from getting, technically, a number one pick, except for it comes within a second-round price tag. I know that's sort of spin, but it's also kind of bottom-line Belichick value-wise true.
Belichick value tells me if he could have gotten the 12th pick in the draft, he would have taken it.
Absolutely.
I don't care about the depth. I don't care
about
the money. He would take the 12th best player available.
But to back up what John's saying, by getting the 34th, being Belichick, you're not going to say, oh, no way. He's not worth that. You know what I'm saying? A number two doesn't rule out making a Castle trade, a second round pick.
If that's the best you can get.
That's the best you could get.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No problem with that.
Now, if the best you could get was a fourth round pick, would they have still done it? Maybe not.
I don't
maybe now they keep waiting.
But I don't want any spin that tells me somehow the 34th pick is better than something a little. It's the 34th pick in the draft. It is what it is, as Bill Belichick would say. He doesn't want that more than the 12th pick because the 12th pick would be a little more money, or this draft is deep, so that's the sweet spot of the draft. Right. The higher you are, the sweeter the spot is.
Right. It's nonsense for the people that are saying, oh, you know, you wouldn't take the 12th. That's just nonsense.
It's idiotic.
It's nonsense.
Right, who's to say you would use that 12th pick
even
anyway?
If you use it.
But
I mean, it's still more
you
value.
Better.
Right. You
have
the
reason
more,
it's called the 12th pick
right.
and not the 34th.
Right. Even, options. If you wanted it for flexibility, it's better to have
that,
a higher pick.
You know, someone says, hey, I'll give you a Toyota Sentra or a Maserati. Well, Maserati is more expensive to upkeep and everything. Mm-hmm. I'll still take the Maserati, you know?
Well, I wouldn't. You probably have it.
Paul, you got to look at Andy. He's the one. He's the rich kid.
That what? Doesn't drive a Cadillac.
Born with a silver spoon up your ass.
But Andy's more rural. He doesn't need a
Says the
Maserati.
Cape Cod Country Club boy. I played tennis on the weekends, then we drank afterwards in the locker room.
Yeah, but he had to climb the fence to get in to play tennis.
That's right.
Because
you
they
belong
went after
to the
hours.
Club.
Never belonged to a club.
Well, you obviously never played tennis either, because I've been
Back to the W.C. Fields.
Says the guy who needed the, what do they call them? Get the pads
defibrillator.
And give him a frickin'.
All the more reason why you should be ashamed.
John, what else are you writing about this week? Is it going to be just on one topic, so it'll be the Broncos, or do you hit on a bunch of different things?
I have the McDaniels column is a little bit longer than the others. I have a new thing on Roy Williams and his agent trying to see what kind of market they have for him. Roy Williams, the safety.
The original.
Not the wide receiver. And there's a story on look back on Plaxico Burress situation since the Giants GM just came out and said they would now maybe be interested in bringing him back, which is interesting. And then I have a little section at the end called Blooper Reel, which is just a few quick hits on some of the bigger stories in free agency and T.O.'s release and stuff like that.
So now here's the question, John.
Who's editing that?
What are you going to do in, like, between June and July when things are, like, really quiet?
Oh, please.
You'll figure
That's
it out.
Easy. Okay. Fun, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right about Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Was the last time he said, "Oh, please," it was for me about Sage Rosenfels.
Part of my thing is trying to give it a little bit of a Daily Show ironic angle, and so that's not as hard to do as it is for you guys when you're doing more news stuff.
Right.
When there's not as much going on, I can make fun.
You can be snarky. We can't.
The Rihanna Chris Brown update to do.
Plus, we could be fired. John can't.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, we still could be.
Anyway,
that's my
point. Looking forward to it.
All right, we're looking forward to it too.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
talk to you all right. soon. And Fred, right.
Good luck.
Fred, up.
Cut
Fred
him off.
Good luck. Who's editing that, Fred?
What?
Who's editing
what
this?
What's that now?
You heard me.
I'll be looking over.
I'll
that.
Be.
By the way, we have the okay for this. I'm not. This isn't coming in under the
from
radar.
Who?
Okay.
From people.
What people?
People you know.
Have
what level
given
of the building?
The okay about some of the lists yet? By the way.
Stacy's working on that, but we're going
to
be okay.
I wanted you to take the bull by the horn.
I specifically said for him to look at that. So we're okay. Right. What Paul's talking about is
I think you're much better
through
for that
the course
job.
Of this year, starting actually on March 13th is going to be the first, I guess, off-season all-access show Friday night on
first on BZ.
On BZ. Yeah. So if you're in the viewing area, that's going to be the first show, and they're going to have monthly shows until the season. But we're going to release our first list, and we're doing all these lists for the 50th anniversary. This first one is top 10 personnel moves. Is that right? The
yes.
first one. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have like top 10 catches, runs, quotes all throughout the season. We're, you know, and it's going to be really cool. The week after the 13th, we're going to have a really cool flash application on Patriots.com where fans can go in and create their lists with video and everything. So that's going to be all throughout the season. So what, you know, Paul is in charge of all this. Paul is in charge of organizing everyone
really.
To come up with these lists. Why do you shrug this?
I just think it's an undertaking that's
oh, no.
for far more than one person. There's, what, 10, 12 people on this committee?
No, but you're the organizer.
Well, okay, if you want to call it that, I still think that it's one person can't really come up with this stuff.
Well, it's like, you know, Obama can't do everything. He has people helping him. But he's still in charge.
And they all have tax
issues. Eric,
you're in charge, Paul.
Eric is Hillary Rodham Clinton. Not
now,
a bad line.
In all seriousness, today's you had a meeting today with Matt Smith and with Stacey James.
I'd say she's more of a man than Eric will ever be.
It was pertaining to how was
you managed to insult two people with that one comment.
Going to unveil this, right? Well, how it's going to be presented,
right? The order.
So, what did you need me for that?
We didn't.
Okay.
But what I do need to do is I need to bring you guys in to where we did this because on the whiteboard is the whole schedule. Because how we're going to treat this in PFW becomes an issue. So I need you
Which
guys.
Which room is this in?
It's in Donna's office. So we're going to go in there later.
What are we going to do in PFW? What do you want to do for that?
Well, here's the idea.
Patriots.com, obviously.
Right. No. Let's hear me out here. So All Access.
Are you guys having a meeting during the show?
The show is called
PFW Progress. Ass clown.
Wow. Wow.
You almost got a hole in there.
Pirate. Very close.
No. So on All Access will announce the list. On Patriots.com, we'll also have the list, plus people can make their own list.
Right.
What we'll do on PFW, in PFW, is we'll also have the list that was presented that last month or whatever. But what I was thinking is we'll have the analysis of how the list was created. With your memory, you'll be able to remember.
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want to be known as the guy who
was
charged.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
So you'll remember the meetings we had and what we'll do in PFW is say, you know, this was a tough list. You know, there were a lot of argument between one and two. You know, we finally decided on one because of this. You know, but there was a lot of call for, you know, so that's – we'll do the background of each list in PFW. So we'll give in PFW something they're not getting on TV or on the website.
Sort of a print explanation of what went on in the
debate. Yeah, exactly.
In the debating,
so that means what? Were you looking conference. At like a half a page for that?
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So I had to carve out a half a page for the next issue, which is fine. But –
yeah,
that's about all you coming. Oh, yeah, we're starting next week.
Should we do that? We could do that as part of First Down, too. But do you want to do it separate?
Well, you have to present the list.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a little room for analysis.
But don't forget, we made First Down 2 pages for the offseason, too, so there's more room.
I think a minimum you're going to need a quarter page.
Yeah, well, I was thinking a half.
Yeah, so you can't do it in First Down.
Well, I could if I wanted to. Yeah. It's my
wow.
First Down.
You can put it where gridiron nuggets were. What was it?
Gridiron mine.
Gridiron mine.
The mind collapsed.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
MLS soccer action returns to Foxborough as the Revs kick off the 2009 season.
Gillette Stadium comes alive!
Be a part of the action all season long as the Revs make another run at the Super Liga Championship and an MLS Cup Championship. Season tickets are now on sale for the 2009 season. This 20-game package features 15 regular season and 5 exclusive soccer matches. The Revs kick off 2009 on April 4th when they take on FC Dallas. See a Super Liga final rematch with the Houston Dynamo. Conference rival DC United's only trip to Foxborough. Be there when the LA Galaxy take on the Revs. The reigning MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew and many more. Taylor Twellman.
Oh, what a goal by Taylor Twellman!
Matt Reese.
Off the line, and saved by Reese!
And the rest of the Revs are set to kick off 09, and you won't want to miss a minute of the exciting action at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS to get your 2009 season tickets. Pride, passion, revolution!
With the 10th pick, the New England Patriots select Jerod Mayo, linebacker, Tennessee.
Last year's draft produced the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. What will this year bring? Discover the future stars of your favorite team at the 2009 New England Patriots official draft party powered by AutoTrader.com. Saturday, April 25th, watch the draft on huge TVs and enjoy a lunch buffet in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse at Gillette Stadium. Get updates from the Patriots front office and coaching staff throughout the day with scheduled appearances by current and former Patriots players, cheerleaders, and Pat Patriot. Think you're an NFL draft guru? Make your best picks and take part in the mock draft contest for a chance to win a pair of 2009 Patriots season tickets. To purchase tickets or to find out more information about the 2009 NFL Draft Party powered by AutoTrader.com, visit GilletteStadium.com. The 2009 NFL Draft. Who will it be this year? No purchase necessary to participate in mock draft contest. For rules and alternate means of entry, please contact Patriots Events at Patriots.com.
Want to be rewarded just for shopping? At Patriot Place in Foxborough, you can be. Use your already existing Visa cards when you visit New England's most unique destination and earn points while enjoying everything Patriot Place has to offer. The points you earn from shopping, dining, and the entertainment at Patriot Place can be redeemed for amazing rewards, like free admission to the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, tickets to Gillette Stadium events, autographed Patriots merchandise, and more. The Patriot Place Rewards Program is the first of its kind. Simply enroll your existing Visa cards. There's no approval and no new card. Enrolling is easy and it's free. Register one or all of your existing Visa cards and you'll get all the benefits associated with your existing card, plus Patriot Place rewards at no extra cost. And every time you shop, you'll be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Visit patriot-place.com to enroll your existing Visa cards today. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
This offense has completely turned the corner to me. Against an average defense, they're going to put points on the board, and I think you have a better chance of doing that in Miami than you do in the Meadowlands.
I just want to have another chance January. To beat the Jets. Oh, God.
But they have another chance to beat you.
So what? Don't
See,
be
it's a
I'm not afraid of that. Unbelievable.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Fast-paced show going on today. John from L.A. calling in, Andrew from the Ukraine. And
sort of.
We're talking about, obviously, still the aftermath of the Castle trade and T.O. being released. And, you know, some other signings starting to heat up. T.J. Houshmandzadeh finally finding a place to go.
We should talk about all the visits. Patrick Ramsey
coming.
Joey Galloway.
Just to visit.
Heath Farrell, Chris Carr.
Yeah, not too thrilled with the last two there. A lot of the second tier guys, though, we were talking about this upstairs in the office, are getting swept up. So there's the market is dwindling for guys that we thought were going to be potential Patriots.
Yeah,
don't they need to sign a receiver?
Jabari Greer,
bare minimum. You draft a receiver and sign one. Right now, you have Welker and Moss,
and then
Sam Aiken. Matthew Slater or Ray Ventrone, I guess if you call them either of them receivers, one or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, you got nothing.
And Lavernius Coles off the market as well.
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Yep. Kind of domino effect there. They
Devery Henderson re-upped with the Saints.
So
Ray Lewis
going to stay with the Ravens.
Yep.
But I'm just talking about
Jabari
receiver. It feels like they need a veteran beyond whatever else they do.
I think they need a veteran, and I think they need a draft pick reasonably high. Yep. Like,
right.
You know,
okay. Second
top
or third.
Three,
right.
Do you think even with what's left now?
That's why we get back to T.O.
Listen to me.
Oh,
do you think
can you just stop?
Forget about T.O. for a second. Do you believe with what's left on the market now or – what could become available? Because there's always guys that become available that we don't know.
This is Fred's argument every year.
Post-June 1st
they can get somebody.
That's meaningless.
They
this
can
year.
Get somebody better than Jabari Gaffney.
Yes.
Okay. So what are you worried about?
What's available right now? Better than? I mean, Joey Galloway, I think, is better than Jabari Gaffney, although he's much, much older
and more of a health risk.
But I'm not sure how much you have available right now that's any better than Gaffney.
Are either of the guys
on Jabari Gaffney?
No.
Because you weren't when he was here.
No, I'm not high on Jabari
that's
Gaffney
how it
at
is.
All.
No, he's low
that's
on
how
the
Paul
market.
Is. He's the opposite of you.
I know.
The guy sucks when he's a Patriot. He's
good
when
he leaves. Oh, why'd they get rid of him?
Absolutely untrue. Jabari Gaffney was a Jag the day he got here. He's a Jag today.
Okay, so what I'm saying is they'll get another Jag.
What's available now, Fred or Jags?
Aren't those Tennessee guys both available?
McCarron's.
And Bennett. Are either of them?
McCarron's.
I think they're Jabari Gaffney.
See, now, Justin McCarron's would be a guy, Eric, that if you wanted to criticize the way you've been criticizing Terrell Owens, Justin McCarron's is a guy that you could criticize like that. He drops a lot of passes, and he's not a supposed number one receiver. He's barely a number three receiver.
You know who's still out there? My guy, Malcolm Floyd, restricted free agent. Put in a tender. You opened up that cap space, go after him.
Malcolm Floyd
big body. He'd be a good third developmental target.
I think he'd be a better alternative than Jabari Gaffney.
I got a question.
Plus, he could have a future. He could be a replacement down the road.
Yeah.
I got a question.
But don't put words in my mouth about Jabari.
You're not smart enough to put words in my mouth.
This is another work question. I'm watching the NFL Network, and they're talking about T.O. being released, and they're interviewing Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. I know at one point you were a regular on NFL Network.
I wouldn't ever say regular, but yes, I am in contact with them occasionally.
He was part of the Fat Guy Show, and that show canceled.
I just
want
to make sure that they're giving you the respect.
Yeah, the guy's name is Drew Olmeyer.
Okay,
who calls me once in a while.
Okay,
He's one of the producers.
Has he called you since offseason?
No, not in the offseason.
Well, that's wrong.
Well, that's okay.
I want to know who they're getting their Patriots.
They actually asked me, Fred, to do if I would be available to do a pregame every game.
Wow.
With them as part of their quick hits. They go around the league to every city, and I was going to do that, but I can't because I already have a
– Yeah, but would they pay you?
No.
Oh, then forget it.
And I have a paying pregame gig that I wouldn't pass up.
If they're going to pay you, I'd rather have you do that than EEI.
Well, see, I think that the exposure on EEI is a lot bigger than that.
Hello? Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Locally, why are you both talking like girls?
I don't know.
Maybe locally.
Hello?
Yeah. Paul, did I
miss the whole, like, cable controversy with NFL Network and how people can't get it.
Regardless of that, no one watches
it.
Thank you.
Still more people.
Anyone who watches pregame shows either watches the two networks or ESPN.
But more people don't watch it.
Would it be more watered down?
You need to start thinking beyond the North Shore of Boston.
Well,
okay.
Fred, I know you like to.
You're a national figure.
I know your little witty little quips. They're not working.
They're not witty
little quips. That's not a quip.
Beyond the North Shore, that's not a quip.
You know, you have to think
may
out
be
there.
Witty,
you have to get out there, Paul.
Thank you.
You know?
That's why I said they're not so funny.
You know, you're like a flower that needs to bloom.
He just continues with the
Eric's
bad.
Eric's the flower on this show.
The bad analogies. It's just,
Eric, are you talking at all today?
He's pouting. He's openly
I'm
pouting
only speaking
on the
about
air.
Specific football-related matters.
We're talking about football.
Break.
The old Eric's back.
Now you sounded like Parcells.
I'm
right
doing
there.
What I was told, Andrew.
Give me a break.
Just doing what I was
done
told.
Done what you were told since you worked here.
I'm starting now.
When are you going to start taking that comma away from the ant? I've been telling you that for 3 years.
The comma?
Comma?
Am I going to take the comma away?
See, I love
unlike,
good Eric.
Unlike you, I recognize the fact that I have a Boston accent. I don't whine about it.
Unlike me, I don't have a Boston accent. Never have, never will.
Now he's going with the Fred Kerr's theory of comedy.
This show has a high level
comedy?
Of idiocy.
I like it. Eric's back to being his pompous self. He's better than
all.
Well,
he never lost the pompous.
I like
you,
Andy.
He just, for a while, was starting to fit in.
Right.
Now he's decided that didn't work.
Well,
he's going to go back to not
fitting
in.
Fred tore the whole thing down today, so, you know.
You were trying to fit in with that Chris Brown thing?
Which ended with, what was it? Two genders?
You go, girl.
You go, sister.
Her mind is in disturbia. Get well, girl.
After the show, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to delete every single post that we have ever posted that has nothing to do with football.
But you are totally missing the point.
It's just an act, though. It's not that.
You're missing the point that Fred's trying to tell you. It's not deleting the non-football related items. It's deleting the non-football related items that our listeners won't care about. Like Rihanna.
Or make you look bad. I'm trying to protect
that's what
you.
That's what his point is.
So how are we supposed to know when and
it's instinct.
Which
it's
topic?
It is instinct.
That can't
it's
be taught, unfortunately.
Right. It's something you have to develop. When Andy writes about us playing sports because we're on a road trip for a football game, that's kind of relevant, even though it's not about football.
And when Andy describes the guy coming out with the paddles to recharge Fred's heart, most of the listeners are going to find that humorous.
Or your
relevant.
Dinner at St. Elmo's.
That's relevant because it's about us.
All relevant.
That's
you,
a,
not
it's
relevant.
About us, you know, or about what we're doing or it's things not, that affect
okay.
us.
Okay, you so understand? One post out of every other one that we've ever written is
no
bad.
No one told you to get rid of all your other posts.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You did
only
a good
that
job.
One.
Matter of fact,
only
to the contrary,
one.
I told you. I thought, what a
right.
good job
yes,
you did on Saturday.
So I'm trying. So one out of 800,000 posts we've put up there is bad. Is that what we're saying?
That's right.
Okay, so after the show, I'm going to go and delete it. Then there'll be no posts that are bad that we've ever
Why
put up there.
Why are you getting so angry about this?
I'm just saying. I want to be clear. There's one post that we don't like
this
that should
never
have been up there.
This is the one that seemed that all the fans really, really
So
got
we'll
on
delete
about
it, and it'll be gone. It'll be expunged.
I don't think that's ethical.
They don't.
What do you mean it's not ethical?
You got to leave it there.
When you have a post, you can't take things down. That's
Why do they have a delete function then on
that's
the post?
A, before you post
though.
It.
That's not right. And once it's out there, you should leave it out there.
You know, you notice like in Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, even when he posts something that, you know, he shouldn't have, he won't delete it. He'll put a line through it to show that it was a mistake. But
I put it up and it was wrong.
Right. You know, but he doesn't.
A mistake.
He doesn't try to.
That post was a mistake.
He acknowledges
Let's not
it.
Miss that.
He doesn't try to, like, sweep it under the rug.
If you cry, we'll
by
stop.
By deleting it. You know, I don't.
Just so you know, I'm going to stop anyway because I think he's really getting mad.
Are you really getting mad? Or is this part of the shtick?
You don't have a. This is not part of the shtick.
And now, a blog read from Dan Twogender.
How come we don't do those anymore?
Because he's too busy.
Just so you know.
Because we don't have any non-funny,
non-football
related ones.
That one might make for a good bit.
That would be good, yeah.
Find some time later in the day to work that one in.
And you don't have to do the whole thing, just the end.
Just the girl.
The mind's in Disturbia.
So you
get well,
so,
girl.
So I'm hearing that you don't ever want me to post things like that ever again, yet you don't want me to delete the one that I never should have posted
Look,
in the first
Eric,
place.
Eric, you can post whatever you want, okay, as long as it doesn't get you fired, but I'm just protecting yourself here.
He's the guy that sides
Do so at your own peril, okay, because, you know, you want to have a good reputation with our readers, don't you?
If I wanted that, I would have never come on the show with this big fat-headed idiot.
He's pointing to Andy.
He's pointing to Andy. Need to point that out
here. He ruined my reputation long before I ever posted anything.
I smell a lawsuit down the road.
Hey, Herman.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
With all the nonsense he's thrown at me over the years on this show, and That's you think true. One stupid little blog entry is going to ruin my reputation?
But
this moron ruined my reputation to begin with.
But to your credit, Eric, you have done a lot to prepare
from that
reputation.
Nicely.
I've
got to tell you, though, I've been
you have
on
done,
the Olympics.
You know, I think a lot of fans, you had earned a lot of respect
you
over the
eat
last
my salad?
Few months.
And I thought,
especially in at the combine.
And so Google I thought people who tune in and read our stuff regularly understand that every so often we go off on these little tangents. I thought it was harmless. Oh. I apologize. It will, I promise, never, ever happen again.
All right. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the fans do like it. I don't know.
You know. No, apparently they don't.
Let's open it up to a vote.
Yeah, we'll open it up.
No, no, there's no vote, Paul. It's decided. It will never happen again.
Maybe that could be one of the lists.
I have never seen Fred. I have never seen Eric like this ever.
Never again. It won't happen. I swear to God it won't.
Wow.
I was mistaken.
Fred,
I thought we had a listenership that understood that there were certain things that we can get away with.
What are you doing to my staff? What are you doing here? These are my guys. Now you got now. There's only three of us. Now one third of the crew is disgruntled. What have you done?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I thought I was being constructive. No,
I don't know if I should go on vacation now. I think it's all going to fall apart.
You're going on vacation?
Yeah, I'm not coming back either.
Oh,
I don't think.
Where are you going? Florida?
Richmond, Virginia first, then Florida.
Was there a Northeastern game?
Yeah.
Oh God,
loser.
Florida next week.
You starting your vacation off by watching a Northeastern game?
Yeah. Hopefully a couple.
There's free beer, though.
Oh, okay.
So that's a plus.
There is free beer.
Oh.
That makes it a little cooler.
Oh, you get to go to the VIP party.
Yes.
Nice.
Because we have,
if he didn't, no one would.
Because we have no fans, they give them to us because there's really not too many of us.
Do you think there's a possibility you could get into the Northeastern Hall of Fame?
As a fan? No. Like the barrel guy from Denver?
Yes.
They put him in the Hall of Fame?
No. Yes. There's no possibility.
Do you have a shtick when you go to games? Like, do you have something?
You always sit in the same seat? Or
I have season
tickets. You have
tickets,
a shirt that shows your nipples? Or...
No, I don't.
What you need, a shtick. So even the players will point, hey,
Paul, do you know who Sasquatch is from BU?
Yeah.
Are you like him?
No.
I think you should be.
He takes his shirt off and in red he has like lines.
Does he still
BU.
Go to games?
He's got the big
I thought he
with
was at the game last week at Matthews.
He goes to all of them.
I thought I saw him last week. He's getting old, huh?
Yeah, it's hilarious, though.
Do you have any history do you have any history with the Northeastern mascot?
No. No.
No?
Just the BU mascot.
Never stooped her?
It's lurid.
I had a lurid history with the BU mascot.
While she was wearing
of the early 90s. No.
That would be kind of difficult, though.
He did it Doug
difficult.
Style.
No.
Be pretty impossible, though, wouldn't it? With the costume on?
I could just see, you know, it's 1 o'clock.
More the merrier when you do
that
it with
says,
a terrier.
You know what? I think that show was on Thursdays.
Does
she
know?
Nothing else to do.
Does she know you did the mascot?
Well, I don't think I explained to her every
Paul,
woman
that's
I,
not
I
exactly just normal. I grew up. I had sex with other people. You had sex with a mascot.
First of all, what does that have to do with anything?
It's a story.
Bob.
Look at Eric's all cheery now that we've moved our focus over a little.
See how you handle it? It's funny. This is funny.
I'll tell you.
The fact that she was the mascot, to me, makes it funny.
Uh-oh. Did she ever wear the costume?
No.
Oh. That would have been funnier.
Tie this back into sports. Did you see
Paul
my boy Shaq?
People who I said, who's
who can give it and not take it?
No.
Stan Van Gundy accused him of a flop, and Shaq went on for like 20 minutes ripping Stan Van Gundy's career as a flop. And he's a little like you. He likes to make fun of people, but someone fired back, and who?
I don't like to make fun of people.
Kind of like me, huh?
You like to make fun of people. You can't take it when people make fun of you.
Here comes the momentum again. He's building up. That snowball rolling down the hill in North Providence, getting bigger.
God. All right, let's get to some emails, shall we? Web radio at
Patriots. I don't know. Why now?
It's web.
Why start now?
Web radio at Patriots. Because maybe they have some football stuff they want to talk about. 508-543-7582. This first one's about Rihanna. Oh, no. It's
He fell for it.
I changed the number.
Look at he's yelling.
Are you going to cry?
He fell for it.
What are you talking about?
The number.
I changed the number on that.
Oh, really? What should it be?
5-4-3-7-4-8-2.
But you know what's funny? I really don't know the number.
You
didn't notice?
No, when he said.
That's good, 2G.
When he said 7582, I immediately said it's 7482. And I looked up and I go, oh, no, I was wrong. So it's 7582.
But did you hear how excited he was?
Oh, yeah. 2G.
He fell for it!
When the hell did you do that?
That's yesterday when we were doing
the podcast. He put it
okay,
up.
So there's some lady in Foxborough right now getting all these stupid people calling her. No, it's 508-543-7482. 508-543-7482. And it's web radio at patriots.com. It's web radio at patriots.com.
To be fair, Fred looked at webradio@patriots.com to see if there was any tricks in there as well before he said it. Can't even remember the address.
web$@patriots.com.
Alex from Georgia writes in. He says, at first I was a little outraged that we only got a second-round pick for Castle and Vrabel. Yes, I still believe that we probably should have gotten a lower-round pick or a conditional pick next year. But thinking about it more, there isn't much to get upset about. Like some people said on Tuesday's show, Castle was a seventh-round pick, and everyone was ready to ship him out of town after preseason. So getting a high second-round pick is very good. Losing Vrabel sucks, but his contract was up next season. And even though with an injury it looks like he lost a step, just remember that many people were upset that Malloy, Law, etc. were given the heave-ho, but the Patriots found ways to make it work, and I think this will happen again. So that's Alex.
Not since Law was given the heave-ho.
Would people?
And Alex wants Brian Cushing, by the way.
No, thanks. Yeah, would people look at this any differently had Vrabel just been cut? Like, what would the reaction have been?
I think people would be a little shocked. Yeah.
I think the fact
but less shocked?
The Vrabel inclusion to me was just shocking because no one had any idea.
But that's my point. Would people have jumped to your thing and just said, wow, Bill must just think he's done?
If he was cut,
would it be treated differently than throwing in a trade?
I think they're equally shocked.
Because it seems like they see him as an asset that wasn't
deemed an asset to anybody else.
Right.
I think they'd be equally shocked whether he was cut or traded. I think what's making this worse is that it seems like they got very little, if anything, for him.
But that's my point. Traded. I think had he just been cut, people would have jumped immediately to him. Bill, we trust. He sees more. He has the data. And he thinks he's done. Whereas now, in their mind, he's still all-pro 12.5 sacks, Mike Vrabel, and you threw him into a trade and got nothing for him.
Well, if he has 12.5 sacks for Kansas City and goes to the Pro Bowl again, then people are going to turn around and say, yeah, we told you so.
No, I'm just talking about the immediate reaction. I think it would have been different had he been cut. Mm. I think in Bill We Trust would have been.
I think you're right. I think it does change the whole perspective if you just cut the guy.
You might be
right.
Because
then you're obviously, the coach is saying, it's not worth the
money.
We've
heard he was going to be cut. Everybody's heard it.
And
but
we talked about that on Tuesday.
Sure,
we had heard
and
that.
No one as a fan knows for sure. Well, no matter what, I mean, Mike Reese can report it. They trust Mike Reese as much as anyone, but they still say, well, I still think he was a pretty good player. I don't know that they were going to cut him, blah, blah, blah. He's an asset that got you nothing in return.
Right.
But I think the reaction would have even been, even if Pioli threw in a seventh-round pick in that trade, then people could have at least looked at it like, oh, okay, Castle was worth a 2, Vrabel was worth a 7. He was going to get cut anyway, but at least we got something for him. And the fact that they didn't, I think, makes this reaction a whole lot worse from people. And I can understand why. I think on the face of it, it looks lopsided. 2 players for 1 draft pick.
Yeah, it is lopsided.
Also a little different. We talked about part of the problem of trading for Castle is you have to give up something, and then you have to hand him $60 million. Well, the Chiefs didn't know that because they're not handing him $60 million. Right now he's on the franchise tender.
Right. I'm sure they're trying to work something out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I am not so sure. Okay. I think there's a chance they let him play for a half a year and find out, ooh, he's not as good as we thought we were. We lose a second-round pick.
I don't think Pioli would have traded for him if he felt that.
I don't know. I get the feeling that he's not going to sign a long-term deal until next year sometime.
Look, there's a lot still to find out about Matt Castle. Let's face
it.
You know, we all think he's going to repeat doing what he did, but we don't know that. Nobody does.
Well done.
Which I think that, too, would be equally as dangerous. If he stinks 6 weeks into the season and has 4 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Right.
Okay, well, now he's going through his growth period with a new team.
Right.
If you react to that just the way you reacted the other way on the positive that he had 2 400-yard games, you're wrong again because the truth is in the middle.
Right. Jacobin writes in, I just want to say first thank you all for the amazing Patriots coverage you guys provide for all of Patriot Nation. You guys are the cream of the crop. For Patriots News, I have a couple thoughts and questions for you guys.
He's dating
How is Rihanna? No, he didn't say that. Fred, I'm as excited.
When's that going to get old? Oh, it has.
It
already
got old a long time ago, about an hour ago.
Fred, I'm as excited as you are for this upcoming season and really believe the Pats have an excellent shot at winning it all. I truly think the Pats need to go after a linebacker with their first round and possibly one of their second round picks, barring they don't sign a Peppers or some other big name before the draft. I knew we need help on the corners, but I really would like to get another guy playing next to Mayo that will help that group just dominate and apply pressure. I think Mayo will improve this upcoming season and will provide some game-changing plays throughout the season. I'm extremely intrigued to how dominant Moss is going to be this upcoming season. He has 2 years left in his contract with New England. He gets Brady back finally, and even though he didn't have a bad year in 08, I feel he has to want to just stick it to defenders to show them that they don't have a chance in hell with Brady tossing him the ball. I think Fred Taylor and the rest of the backs should have a decent year running the ball, but I look to Brady to challenge his 50 touchdown passes and reinvent himself to the NFL, proving he is the best in the game at quarterback. This offense is going to be scary good. That's Jacobin.
Well, first of all, should they be concerned about an injury to one of the receivers? 2 years into no injuries for the two receivers that catch 100 balls each.
Yeah, and I think especially Moss because of his history.
Moss but even had Welker, a history, just because of numbers.
But Moss has had a history of leg injuries throughout his career and really hasn't missed a snap in the two seasons that he's been with the Patriots.
How many of those were real?
You might be right. Maybe that's all. Maybe
sounds like he was well on his way to a leg injury.
He did
when
miss,
Matt Cassel
he did miss
the game.
An entire preseason here before he had played a snap.
No,
for
I know.
Leg injury.
I know. But my guess is some of those weren't real.
But I would guess
that
he's one
playing.
Was real.
Oh, I think.
Right?
No,
well,
I
all
said
saw,
that
we
one
all
was
saw
real.
That.
Yeah.
One.
No, but my point is, he has a history of leg injuries and he got one here. Mm-hmm. So
right, that might have been the first real one of his career.
Well, I mean,
and we saw
kind of gets to our main.
We were there to see it
from yesterday.
What?
We were there to see it.
Right. Either he was the greatest actor in the world, or he really had a hamstring injury. But I'm just saying, two guys who caught 370 balls or something over the last two years.
I think it's a great point.
Have
it's,
played every week, and you're playing without a net right now. I mean, you got
I don't see. I mean, look, I think this.
By the way, Roy Williams, the safety, has been released.
Yes.
Now we're going to start getting those emails.
Yeah, we don't want them.
Didn't that already happen?
Well, earlier today.
Yeah. Okay. I thought we already talked about that on this show, but maybe I was...
I think we talked about that he was going to be
maybe
released.
Maybe I was in Rihanna land.
Why don't we want him?
Sorry. Besides the fact that he can't play?
I think he could play here, personally. I'm sorry, if Tank Williams can have a role here, I think Roy Williams could.
I knew you were going to do that, too, Jen.
Kind of why I wanted him to come here and be very good.
on the phone right now
it's not
is,
a bad. That's not a bad... You know what? That's enough for me. I'm on board.
Big Al from George is on the phone. How you doing, Al?
Fellas, how you doing?
Yeah. Doing great.
Well, I guess we're just stuck with Tom Brady, aren't we?
Yep.
My dream of a trade to Detroit, Ernie Sims and two number ones, just I guess that just kind of couldn't materialize. So.
They almost got that much. they got a second rounder.
Well, you know, and I know you guys have probably already discussed this to death, but you just can't evaluate trades the way we traditionally as fans have evaluated, like, you know, I got a good guy, you got a good guy. I mean, it's just, you have to factor in cap room, and you have to, there are a lot of things that are considered assets now that you never used to think about. And I think just by clearing the cap space, you know, you've got to factor that into that trade in terms of what the Patriots do with that cap space. That becomes a part of that trade.
Not to me, it doesn't.
Well...
And I'll say this. Why, Al? Let me explain that. It's just because I think they were going to trade Cassel regardless. So the cap space was going to be acquired regardless of what they got in return.
Right.
And I agree with you that they probably have some plans to do things. Maybe re-sign some of their own guys. You know, Will Fork is the guy that gets all the attention.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. Mankins,
I think if they
got an arguer for cap space mattered, but. The more that all these third- and fourth-tier guys that I thought they might have been able to sign elsewhere,
that's my point.
It matters less and less because you could have used the cap space in June to give Vince Wilfork and Logan Mankins extensions.
But let's
the
just
reason
say,
I wanted the trade early was because I had hopes that they were going to sign
a few
whoever they
players.
Deemed to be a valuable guy.
But let's say hypothetically they were able to – they had to do it on Friday or Saturday, whenever you want to say the deal was done, and they acquired all that cap space – even if they did what you said, Andy, and got 3, 4, 5 guys, they would have done that whether they traded for a second-round pick, for a seventh-round pick, or 3 first-round picks. They were acquiring that cap space regardless. Right, whoever they
the
made the trade
was
for.
Available with the second. The second was the one that was on the table.
Understood, but my point being, we knew they were going to make this trade because there's no way they could go into free agency that tight against the cap.
But that's the
so you still
of why
try to get as much as you
most
can.
Most people think that's
and
why.
Forgive me if I can jump in. You know, you can say they should have done something last June, but did you know last June that Matt Castle was worth anything?
Oh no, I wouldn't have done anything last June.
I mean,
he was your backup.
So,
he was your backup quarterback.
No, no, no. We're talking about next June.
It's February, and you've got a pleasant problem. It's a problem.
Yeah, no,
it's a pleasant problem, and I think they got out of it about as well as you could expect. I think they were going to cut Vrabel anyway.
That's
and
true.
This way, they traded him somewhere to keep him away from their opponents in the division, and they got some cap space back with that too. So. I mean, hopefully, it just to me, that what's going to tell the tale is what do they do with the cap space? And then you can evaluate the trade.
But that's the question. They haven't done anything with it, and the longer it goes, it's just sitting there.
Right. So now you could have theoretically waited a day, made the move, and done whatever you're going to do with the cap space. You could have done it while getting a first-rounder return because they didn't do anything immediately with the cap space.
Right. Well, let me ask you something else. Jabbar Gaffney went to Denver.
Right.
So it looks like we need a number three receiver.
Well, I think we would have.
Sam Akins is. I mean, I think he's a good player, you know, potentially, but I don't think he's a number three right now.
Al, I think we needed one, whether or not Gaffney went to Denver.
Right. Well, you're probably right.
There's a huge hole there.
Do you think that we're going to use one of the number twos to do that with, or do you sign a free agent?
I think both.
I think both. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you need more than one player because Akin is a 4-5 fill in injury guy.
Teamer.
I mean, you need a 3 and a 4, probably.
Yeah.
So who do you like out there in free agency?
Not many people.
Not many anymore.
I thought Lavernius Coles was a guy I wanted,
I too.
But
Andy and
he
I
got
really
more
like
money
Coles.
Than – I mean, he got $28 million. I haven't seen the bonus structure.
No chance that he was going to get that here.
Down here in Jacksonville, they thought he was too expensive, and I guess when Hushmanzada signed, he just backfilled in with Cincinnati. So
right.
He was probably going to wait and see what Hushmanzada did.
You live near Jacksonville?
About 90 miles.
What's the story with Reggie Williams?
I don't know. I live near Jacksonville, but I don't know enough about him to know.
Andy's really high on Reggie Williams. Big play receiver.
I would take him.
Right? Big play guy.
I would take a chance on him.
He wouldn't be bad, but they're having so much trouble with Matt Jones off the field crap that they might want to hang on to him.
Yeah.
Their receivers have been a problem for the Jags for as long as I can remember.
Well, they've tried to load up. They had Joey Porter. I think they brought him in, and that didn't work out. And they tried.
Jimmy Smith.
They've had issues, you know, at that position. So they may be so desperate that they hang on to him. That's a good question. I don't really know what the answer is. I'm glad we got Fred Taylor. I'll say that. Fred Taylor has been one of the most underappreciated running backs, really, you could almost say, in the history of the sport. He's just piled up great numbers on average to, you know, below average teams, and
I don't think anyone ever knocked him, but
hopefully he shows a little bit of leadership and stability and what have you. And you don't expect too much from him, but I think if he can chip in with a few carries a game and give people a rest, I think he's still capable of breaking a good long run.
Oh yeah.
I think that was a tremendous pickup, the Fred Taylor pickup.
I agree with you. I think that the knock against him came early in his career when he started getting hurt so frequently. I don't think anyone ever questioned his talent. It was just a matter of, well, if you get this guy, how long are you going to have him for? And then that sort of stuck with him even through the last few years when he actually played almost every game. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I don't think he missed many games the last 4 or 5 years.
And he benefited from splitting carries with Maurice Jones-Drew.
Absolutely, he did. And we've had this discussion before, and I understand there's two sides of it. But I think he came in right at the cusp of the time in pro football where the one back 25 carries a game era ended. I think it's been over for quite some time. The pitch it to OJ, pitch it to Eric Dickerson, you know, that those days are way gone. And you've got to have at least a couple of running backs back there that can split the carries, or else they just get the stuffing beat out of them. And Taylor, I think, had that happen to him early in his career because he was the only guy. And then when he started to get help, that helped prolong him a little bit, and hopefully he's got a little bit left.
And he even referenced...
I think he's just a great leader, a great presence, and... I'm really glad they made that move.
He referenced not doing the right things for himself about, you know, taking care of his body, and he's talking about how he's changed some things and feels like that's not only made him healthy the last few years, but could extend that streak into the next couple of years here, as with the Patriots, where he won't be asked to carry the load, you know, 300 times in any season. I mean, he's going to be 100 and change kind of guy. He's not going to get 250, 300 carries. So I agree with you, Al. I think it's a great signing, and but I do have some expectations. I expect him to be an impact player. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be every game a lot of carries, but I expect some big runs and some plays. Yeah.
I think that's a really, really nice move they made.
And does that mean Lamont Jordan is basically on the way out?
Well, he's signed in Denver.
He's another.
Oh, he's already gone.
He went to Denver. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I've been out of the loop here for a couple.
He may
of
not
weeks.
Have signed it because he might still be asleep in the Patriots locker room. That's where he spent.
When
the
he
whole
wakes
season.
Up, he's signing.
According to this here, Paul, it says he did sign.
No, I was being a little facetious.
He'll be able to sleep longer in the light air of Denver.
That's a good point.
Well, you know, the last thing I'll bring up and then I'll get off is, you know, this is not about the Pats, but occasionally it is a pleasure to be able to take, you know, take some solace in other people's, other teams' issues. And this thing with Jay Cutler with the Broncos, I mean, it just kind of cracks me up. I don't know how Josh McDaniel is going to be able to work with him. I hope he does for his sake. I mean, it's kind of like a marriage between a coach and a quarterback. But
I'm not
going to
still be bad.
He had to. I mean, this business about the Broncos were shopping him around. I mean, come on, you had to know that McDaniel goes out there. Teams around the league are thinking, you know, McDaniel's going to have an interest in Castle. I mean, that's a natural combination. So, I mean, of course, a team is going to approach the Broncos and say, well, if you're interested in Castle, we would be interested in Cutler. That's not shopping Cutler. That's, you know, responding to what people are kind of planning ahead about. So I don't know how that's going to work out between the two of them, but Cutler's kind of a
delinquent. Besides, Al, all bets were off when, if the reports are true, Cutler was miffed that Jeremy Bates didn't get the job, and he asked for a trade. That's what the reports were initially. When McDaniels was hired, they sort of snubbed his guy, Jeremy Bates, who was the quarterback's coach who left for USC. And reportedly, Cutler wanted to be traded at that point because he was upset.
Okay.
At that point,
so allegedly, he demands his own trade, then pretends to be upset that he's being
shopped around. Right.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
He's dead to me.
I'd like to hear Cutler and McDaniels getting into a fist fight. That would be.
You'd like to hear it or see it?
I'd like to hear about it.
You just might. You never know. This, you know, this media age in which we live, might have it right there on the 50.
That's
sell
right.
tickets. You
That'd
know,
be good.
It'd be a good thing. Have a great day.
All right, Al.
Big Al from Dave from Connecticut. He says you guys.
Big Al from Dave from Connecticut.
I'm just watching the Dow actually drop while Obama speaks.
Dave from Connecticut says you guys used to have a show that was interesting and informative. I've been listening to you from day one and have been a PFW subscriber since its inception, but your shows tend to drift off the subject about the Patriots and football in general. I hope the format, as minicamp draws near, gears more towards what I would like to hear you talk about, Patriots football.
Oh, don't you worry. That's going to be happening.
But here's the thing. I know Dave isn't telling the truth here.
Don't you worry.
Because he says he's been listening to us from the beginning. If he has, he knows that we always drift off.
Yeah.
You know?
He's accepted the fact that we
God forbid we do that every now and then.
We are sort of flighty and tend to go off on tangents. Mm-hmm.
But
that's
we
us.
Used to not do that.
No.
But we've always
Well, let's put it this way.
You,
since
you
Brian
didn't
Morey
used to
left,
do that. No
since
one
Brian
listens.
Morey left, this has been the show.
Yeah.
And when
since Brian
here,
Morey left, our ratings went through the roof.
Yeah, it tended to be a little bit more on the straight and narrow when Brian was here because he wouldn't accept us doing any of this stuff.
He has no personality.
Right.
Let's see. You know, making use of our new idea of sending us MP3 audio files.
Mikey Vandalism?
Rather than emailing or calling. We have a Mikey Vandalism audio file, so
right,
why don't we play that, too, G?
Volume here for
What's
second.
Up, guys? At PFW in Progress, this is Mikey Vandalism coming to you from East Haven, Connecticut, as always, with premium quality. But my question today, nope, let's not do the question yet. First and foremost, here's a little message to the little tin can man jabroni that's been coming on here, stinking up PFW with his terrible quality, claiming that he's the best. Well, guess what? You want entertaining? Here's some fine entertainment. Tell him to take out whatever the hell it is out of his mouth. Go to the nearest
Whoa.
Walmart, tell a little cheapskate to buy the most premium quality microphone he possibly can, one like Mikey Vandalism's, and then he can talk on PFW and be somewhat premium. But he won't be as premium as me because I am the best. You guys should know that by now. Anyways, on to my question. We have a glaring need at wide receiver. We got Walker and Moss, and, you know, they can't catch them all. So, well, maybe they could, but we need another one in the slot somewhere. We need another one. We need a third receiver. Where do you think that's going to be? Do you think we could take that in the draft? And if so, how early? Or free agency? Do you think there's any candidates there? Please elaborate. I'd like to hear.
All right, that's Mikey Vandalism.
Wow, a little listener
throwing down
listener,
the glove,
crime.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
MP3 player
suddenly
on MP3
these became
player crime.
What do they call them when they do them in wrestling? There's a word for that.
Smackdown?
No, there's a word for these like one monologue challenging the other guy. But that's what that's just turned into. And do they have Walmart and Chiba?
I don't know.
I liked it.
It's good. Yeah.
He was calling out Jason and Chiba, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, what about his question?
Second round would be as high as they'd go.
Yep.
We kind of, yeah, we talked about it. We think that they're going to probably sign some veteran and look maybe in the first three rounds somewhere, perhaps with one of the three second rounders. I think they need some wide receiver depth.
At this point, I like the Malcolm Floyd idea that I think Andy tossed out earlier.
Except for restricted makes it a little bit tough.
A little bit, but
just say that unless he plays 12 of his games east of the Mississippi, blah, 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 one of those. I like poison pills. Let's play that game. What's A.J. Smith going to do something back? Guy doesn't know what he's doing out there.
Not to be outdone, James.
Can't argue that, can you?
Nope. James Pettigrew has an audio file that
Brandon's
he sent
cousin.
Us. So why don't we listen to
hey
James'
guys,
file.
I'm Andy.
Oh.
Stevie H here, keeping it real with the MP3. Let's get one thing straight. I am the king of MP3s. Mikey and Jason couldn't change the tires on my wheelchair. Alex's email MP3 sucks. And Jason, if your girlfriend ever wants to be serviced by a real man, tell her to come to Cambridge and I'll show her my Big Bang Theory. Shack-a-lack. Onto other things. It was good to hear your physical went well, Paul. I heard they thought your prostate was enlarged, but it turned out to be your brain. And I don't know why you're laughing, Andy. I bet I could beat you in three sports. Want to make $5 the hard way? My niece did. And now she's my wife. Cause that's the way I roll. Stevie H out.
Stevie H. Hey, that's
the way I roll.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I like it.
I like the Big Bang Theory. That's
yeah,
good.
That was good.
Come to Cambridge. I'll show her my Big
she
Bang.
Wants
big
to be
bang
serviced
theory.
By a real man.
Oh, that's good.
There was no question involved there, but it was good quality.
You don't have to have a question.
Good quality.
Further proving the fact that you don't need to talk football to entertain.
Eric,
hey, that's a novel idea.
Kamani wants to know what you got going this
week.
Kamani, it has nothing to do with football. I'm not answering.
Entertaining.
It.
It's about you, though.
Has nothing
That's
to do with
okay.
football. I'm not talking about it.
Also has nothing to do with selling paintings.
Do you have a show this week?
I have a show this month. Yes.
He can't help himself.
Oh, yes.
I'm not talking. I do have a show this month.
Why, yes, I have a show this month.
No.
And next.
This weekend?
This month. It starts this weekend, yes.
And using
so
your
nice.
Per show average sales, we're going to project that you will sell zero paintings.
don't listen to him, Eric.
Listen to who?
I see what you did there.
Good.
God bless you, Eric.
You
going to see the Dalai Lama?
I'm not going to see the Dalai Lama.
You're a religious guy. He's a religious guy.
My wife wants to go to see that.
Big hitter.
Why? I don't know.
The Lama.
It is. So we got that going for us.
I don't know.
Tickets are going fast.
For people who don't know, the Dalai Lama is coming to Gillette Stadium May 2nd. Tickets are available.
Two shows. Two speaking engagements.
Yeah, it's one ticket. You get two.
Does he get up and dance?
Yeah. So, but I guess he draws well. I mean, he got 40,000 people in Buffalo.
Man of faith. He's got a positive message.
Yeah,
sure.
This is a dumb thing, but the Dalai Lama is like the Pope, right? It changes?
For Buddhism.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the same person.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
This current one's been in there for a while, though.
Since Caddyshack?
Yeah, no. No, that was a different
they've
one.
They've changed since Caddyshack?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember.
I think so. Oh. What's that, Paul?
I don't have any idea.
I just don't – I don't get it. Do they sell tickets to the Pope? How does the Pope work when he tours?
Do they have tickets when he
tours? He was at Yankee Stadium, right?
For that kind of thing, yes.
They
Like, yeah, if it's in a stadium like that, I think they'll sell tickets for that. But,
is there a llama mobile?
He rides in on a llama.
It really is a llama mobile.
And like when he came to St. Patrick's Cathedral last summer, I think that was like – by church invitation only. You have to be, you know. But
did you hear
but
about all those new rules today that you got to take part in? Like no internet, no going on any of those MySpaces or things you do.
Oh, the Catholics?
They
for what?
Put forth some new rules out of the Vatican today.
For what? Yeah. Friday
for
and
Catholic
when?
Youths.
Yeah, I don't
know.
No,
I think in general.
I don't subscribe to
what?
That.
Eric's not a youth.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
If you're Catholic, you can't go on the internet?
I don't know. You know how I catch pieces of things?
He reads headlines. He doesn't read stories. He reads headlines.
Google that, Two-Gender. Find out what the Catholics did.
All right. Angus from Scotland writes in.
What's your beef?
I was listening to a show on Tuesday. Your perspectives on Vrabel being let go were interesting. I think Andy was worried that he might get picked up by Mangini. It was probably me if released instead of traded. Just thought I would be one of those annoying fans that should point out that Mangini does not work for the Jets anymore, and I don't think Rex Ryan wants someone like Vrabel in his locker room since he's bringing in players like Bart Scott to tie up the loose ends of his defense. I know Mangini is the coach of the
– Why would Rex Ryan –
We talked about Cleveland. Yeah.
He's still Mangini.
On Tuesday.
But why would Rex Ryan not want Mike Vrabel?
I think Mike Vrabel would – I think there's something to that. You don't want him on the Jets. I don't think.
No, but why would Rex Ryan not want him?
He said he would not bring Rex Ryan into his locker. I'm agreeing with you. I think that would have made a lot of sense. Veteran.
Yeah. Well, but Angus doesn't think he'd want him. All in all,
a veteran that could play in virtually any system. He's been a coach on the field.
Yeah.
Type of player. I think he would fit in any defense.
All anybody asked Vrabel about this little theory. Everybody says he's going to go to Kansas City and be a coach on the field, and I know he has expressed wanting to be an actual coach down the road, but I kind of fall on the Bill theory. Like, are we going to start blaming him when the outside linebackers aren't doing the right thing on the field? If you're a player, you're there to play. It doesn't say in your contract you have to coach Derek Johnson. Or
I think those kind of descriptions are a little overrated,
trite.
Too.
It's definitely cliche and trite, but I'm talking about, I think, more so he's a good influence.
No, I know, but it's like everybody assumes he's just going to want to be that. Like, I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm a great influence,
well,
and that's why they trade. It comes naturally, I know.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's like people are saying, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Coach on the field.
Is that kind of like winner number one?
What? You can't?
These little things that just annoy you?
Yeah.
Paul's favorite emailer, Walter Berry, writes in.
Walter the Truth Berry?
Isn't that William?
Yeah. William Berry. I'm sorry.
Walter Berry was an All-American for St. John's in the mid-'80s.
That's right, he was.
Men who can handle snow in the other one, he says. On Wednesday in Dartmouth, Andy's town, I was at the lights on Fonts Corner Road Reed Road.
Whoa. Why is William Berry in Dartmouth?
No one cleared snow from the sidewalks, and there was a mound the plows put up before it. So me and my cane climbed the treacherous snow mountains, snow and ice to be exact, to push the button, then waddle as fast as a guy with a cane can over ice and snow to the mountain and gingerly climb down it so I can wait inches away from cars that seemingly don't care. Just in time to see the white walking person sign change into a flashing red hand. I curse Dartmouth to forever have a high tax rate despite having no garbage pickup and climb back up to get the walk button again. I went out on Monday, but nothing memorable happened. I guess this guy who needs a cane to walk is more of a man than one of your writers.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it.
I don't think
we have a high tax rate.
That said, I wonder at two possibilities that escaped you. Don't worry, Eric. They are actually pro you. One, Eric was with a lady and learned to never, ever tell you guys. Or two, it was a job interview and mentioning it in front of Fred would be tacky. And I forgot to mention the Patriots. Do you think they'll make a move for Cromartie? He reminds me a little of Samuel, what little I've seen of him.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing.
No, which Cromartie?
Dominic Rogers?
The first one.
Antonio.
Yeah, Antonio.
Is he available?
There were reports out of San Diego that they were trying to sign Drayton Florence. And if they got him back, they were going to make Cromartie available via trade, but then there were reports out of San Diego, supposedly from the Chargers,
like
that he wouldn't.
Cromartie, but I didn't know that story.
Yeah. But I don't think any.
Florence went to Buffalo,
so I think the whole thing is kind of moot, as they say.
Oh, someone's at the door.
Lonnie,
this is Webmaster Chris Ferrer from Patriots.com. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. You suck, Andy.
The last guy who did the opening was shipped to Denver. Can we ship him to Denver? Get rid of Ferreira? Ferreira sucks. Anyway, for one Eric Scalavino, today's Urban Dictionary word of the day is rehonid. That's rehonid. I don't know how to say it, but it means having the crap kicked out of you. Kind of like what Eric had to him by Fred earlier in the show, which is why he has that sad pouty face on.
It's unbelievable.
And you're worried about what I do ruining my reputation.
Yes.
Really?
But you can control that. You can't control Meathead over here. Okay?
What about you? You're the one who brought this whole thing up.
Artie knows.
By hiring you. Yes, he did.
Artie from Keene, New Hampshire says, I was just wondering if you thought trading one of our picks for Torrey Holt would be a possibility this year. First off, I have no idea which one he'd be worth, and I know that doesn't add youth to the receiving core, but I'd say he'd be a pretty good third receiver. Then we can try and get another receiver with one of our second rounders or perhaps later. I know defense is the Patriots' main need and area of interest, but what are your thoughts? Is one of the second round picks in the draft too much for Torrey Holt?
Is he expressing any desire to leave?
Yeah, and I think that the Rams are also expressing interest in accommodating that.
Then I could see that.
Plus, they could probably get something for him.
I could see that.
Torrey Holt, even now at his advanced age, is probably a better alternative than anybody available.
Certainly
right?
Would have been better than Gaffney.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah.
Absolutely.
Would have been better than Henderson.
So would you trade a second-round pick for him?
Sure.
Yeah.
So that means you're trading Matt Castle and Mike Vrabel for Torrey Holt.
Well, I didn't say I would trade the 34th one. Can we get one of the lower ones?
Yeah, maybe one of the lower ones. Closer to the third round.
Sure, the Rams will say, can we get one of the higher ones?
Well, I don't want to trade, you know, an almost first-round pick for him.
Right.
That's true. It's actually, no. Better than first-round pick.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he's not worth a second-rounder now, you know, Holt. Well,
I would say no.
How old is Holt?
I don't know.
Early 30s, I'm going
to
say.
You know, maybe it's a third or a fourth-rounder. You know, Moss was a fourth-rounder. We know that was as much to do with his attitude and whatnot. What are you doing, Andy? That was creepy.
What did he do?
Pointing out people as they're walking by.
I thought he just kind of patted Karl Rove on the head.
No, it was when there were women on the screen that he was pointing at.
He's 33.
33? Yeah. He's probably not worth the second round pick at this stage of his career. Then I mean, a truly great receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Torrey Holt. I would take him. I think that would be a great move.
That'd be a good compliment.
On the, you know, a guy who's capable of being a threat on the other side of Moss to allow Welker to continue to do his damage.
32, actually. I'm sorry.
32. Okay.
When will he be 33?
On his birthday.
June. So he'll be 33.
So he'll be 33 by the season. That's. I see what you did there, Paul. Thanks.
Sorry.
TG.
Yes. Yes to Torrey Holt.
Yes.
Yes.
TG and NJ says Joey Galloway. Come on, man. I take Jabbar over Galloway.
Come on, man.
I know Belichick is just going to lowball and go after less expensive free agents and all, but the team needs to get younger. Gaffney was a solid number three. Letting him go means the Pats need to replace him with an equivalent or better. Anything else does not justify letting Jabbar go. Is there any decent wide receivers in the draft that Belichick might be looking to get in the second round or third? At this point, I'd rather have a fresh young rookie than an old cheap vet. Seems like Fred Taylor may be the biggest free agent signing the Pats do this offseason. What say you, O-Men of Football and Eric?
That sounds likely.
And he's got a P.S. Speaking of off-the-season moves, cut 2G and re-sign free agent Gradecki. The hermaphrodite is constantly screwing up the show, and even the podcasts on the website sound like crap.
Wow.
There's lots of background noise. Maybe it's the 1-2 combination of 2G and Chris Ferreira. Fred, when do you guys drop Real Player and go to Flash? That's a good question. Maybe Chris, the webmaster, can let us know. But we're going to do that soon, right?
I was going to say, didn't we have this discussion
gonna,
a couple weeks ago?
Already.
And it was, yeah.
I think we should be ready because they showed me the mock-up Flash player for audio.
Yeah, he showed me that,
and it looked
too.
Really good.
Yeah.
Ferreira, what are you doing?
So we'll have to get an email from Chris before the show's over.
Do you think Fred Taylor will be the biggest move they make in the offseason?
Starting to feel that way.
No. Again, we're a week into it.
No, I'm going to say no.
But what's left other than Julius Peppers?
There's always guys.
You guys are pulling my Terrell Owens.
That could be a good move.
That would
Jason
be good
Taylor.
Move.
Just because I don't want Terrell Owens means I don't
name.
Think there's anybody else bigger than Fred Taylor.
But who is it? I mean, every time I read a Mike Reese blog and
but
who's
there's a
visiting,
couple of examples right there. That
Mike
could be
Fury and guy Heath Farrell I never heard of.
Jason Taylor wouldn't be bigger?
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance it happens.
Chris with a TIAN.
That's a weird story.
In.
12 teams lined up the second he was cut, and now nothing has
thank
happened since.
Thank you for
since.
Lunch, Christian.
Christian, thanks for lunch.
Yes, thank you. The
chicken
best chicken parm in town.
Had that today. That was a good one.
Yeah, and continuing by the way, anyone in the area of Washington Street and Walpole, if you go to Pizzeria Grande and mention PFW in Progress or Patriots.com or anything like that, they'll give you a free soda.
We should get a promotion with Patriot
purchase.
Place. for PFW in Progress listeners.
Yeah. If you go to the hall.
Give me a blank stare. Yeah.
If you go to the hall at Patriot Place and you mention the show, Brian Morey will say hello.
Okay, so don't mention
So whatever
then.
You do, don't mention this show.
Presented by Raytheon.
If he's there. If not, Fred will have to do it because he
if
does everything
If you want to enjoy
Brian.
The rest of the hall, don't say hello.
Say hello on your way out.
Let's see. Please, God, no T.O. or Roy Williams, says Christian. What does this say about him if Giroir takes a $9.6 million cap hit and says thanks but no thanks? Who's Giroir?
Jerry Jones.
Is that what he means by that? I guess so. He's a disease. The only reason I want him would be just to see Paul's head explode.
Yeah, I hate T.O.
Are there any suitors? Yep, I'd say the Redskins. Snyder's a big enough moron. I don't think anybody can control him. He's a closet fruit head case, as your fearless leader, Fred Kirsch, just said. Also, no Roy Williams. Oh, that's T.O. is a fruit. Yep.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, Redskins and Giants both definitively say no way.
Is that right?
Which a lot of people were putting on their projection list.
Yeah. They're on record as saying no way.
Oh, we haven't heard the
There's
last
a bunch
of, this.
Of teams that have come out and said they're not interested.
Yeah, I just saw those two because
have the Patriots?
Florio sort of floated those out there.
Interesting.
Ravens, Falcons, a few other
the
teams.
The Patriots would, first of all,
they would never
there's nobody
their
in the Patriots organization that anybody outside of the organization could contact to get a comment on. You know that.
Eric, do you want to read this?
Right? Plus, it's very anti-Patriot way to say either way. Would
Plus,
you agree?
They might be interested. Any, you guys want to share the joke with the rest of us?
Nope, we don't.
Tucci just sent me
Breaking news.
Breaking news, Chris Brown's been charged with two felonies.
Has nothing to do with this show. I don't know why we're bringing it up.
Well, Eric, why don't you take the rest of the show off, go upstairs, maybe blog on it, and then you can get back to us.
Come on, tell Paul to blog on this.
No, because then if what I do, then you'll make some stupid gay comment.
What do you have to write on his material for him?
He needs a little help sometimes when he's doing battles.
Unless
it's Sal Palantonio, sometimes he doesn't always have a good comeback. That was the one time he was ready to go.
You slap Sal Pal around. Why don't you stand up to him?
Because it doesn't work with Andy for some reason.
It does.
It doesn't work.
I think it's funny. Upstairs, you smacked him around a little bit, and it was good. Just a little bit.
Just a quick side note. I think they stole this from our TV show, the Kuiper and McShay, the way they've really fluffed this up lately and tried to make it personal.
Guys,
they got that from our old trash talk.
It's like they watch Andy and Paul go at it.
Yeah, I think they took it from us.
Well, I'll tell you something. If one of these Kuiper just all of a sudden stops talking in the middle, then you know they stole it from us.
And if he looks screen right,
you done?
Kuiper?
Christian
also McShay, the young up and comer, much better.
Christian continues, also no,
sorry,
Roy,
Mel, I was just
no Roy Williams. He who shall not be named was right on him.
Not so sure.
Yeah. I'm all about the youth movement on both sides of the ball and bringing young blood in through the draft. Finally, please watch this video below, a true Brady Homer video that gives me the chills, and it's a YouTube video, so we'll watch that later.
I know we like to mock Jerry Jones. Is there any chance he's going straight and narrow? No, I'm kind of being serious. Like,
because he knows he has this big
stadium. He acquired Roy Williams last year, and everybody mocked him for you don't need
that. The
other
Roy Williams.
Is it possible that he was
getting him
kind
of
laying the foundation here? He has a number one, keeps his offense where he needs it to be, and was starting to say, you know what, the whole any publicity is good publicity media thing isn't working. Has he seen the light?
I think I'll say yes if he hires a real coach to coach that team.
But even the coach, he put the clamps on. He's not letting him talk anymore. Is he kind of taking a step in the Mr. Kraft direction where certain things didn't work? I've learned from my mistakes and I'm going forward.
I mean, he's desperate. I mean, he's got to make some changes because it's not working.
He has to hire a coach that can actually lead the team, not act like a clown on the sidelines.
I would subscribe to your theory.
I didn't say it's
readily.
Like Rome was built in a day here.
No,
I'm saying
I know.
He's trying to go in the right direction.
I know, but I would think that would be the number one thing he would need to do.
Who's he going to hire?
Someone that
Bill Cowher.
That would be an example, but someone
Cowher power comes to death.
Someone like that could actually have control of the locker room,
right?
And not do things like you talked about on Tuesday, where I think you talked about it on Tuesday, where you said that
was it good?
Wade Phillips is in the locker room saying, "Game ball goes to
our resident
superstar."
T.O. Something I just thought about. Jerry Jones, we all know, has a huge, huge ego. Okay, let's just say next year, the year after, he does hire somebody like a Bill Cowher. all right? Somebody who has a reputation, is going to take control, and then they win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Can he handle that? That, well, you know, he couldn't do it until Jones let go. Would he be able to handle that, or will he just keep sticking with guys?
Because it'll be Jimmy Johnson Super Bowls on one end and Bill Cowher's on the other,
right.
And Jerry Jones failures in the middle.
Or will he just keep sticking with guys that he can control until he wins one so we can say, I did it?
But, you know, Jerry had pretty good – he had a good reputation in the beginning when he and Jimmy were working together.
Right.
And they built that team into their first Super Bowl.
But they –
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
The impression was that the two of them working together built that team. Then it got...
Now we know better.
Well, now we know better. But in the beginning, he was doing the right things.
It's like it was Parcells and Bobby Greer acquiring all the talent together in 94 and 5.
But my point was he was doing and saying the right things back then. So maybe you're right. Maybe he's trying to go back to that way of doing business where he's less the focus of the team.
He can't do that with Wade Phillips as the coach, as
no,
you're saying.
He can't, right. No. Because Wade's not that type of coach.
Right.
What's that, a good one?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
He's a good defensive coordinator. He's not meant to be the head guy.
No. Chris from Stamford, Connecticut, he says, I was wondering about Malcolm Floyd. If the Patriots go and get him, they owe the Chargers a second-round pick. Does that mean their own pick or one of the higher ones they have in the round?
So should give the Chargers their pick back.
I believe that would be their own pick, though. I think that's how those work, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
But they could also just work out a trade for the Chargers pick back.
Thanks for the info. To Eric, don't let the guys get you down. You hang in there, sister friend. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Who wrote that?
Chris from the Bronx. Well, you should.
Sister friend.
You've got a real scary look in your eyes.
You know what was interesting about that? He wanted to lash back, but he realized it was Chris from the Bronx, who was a very, very loyal listener.
He's a very loyal listener.
And a frequent lunch buyer.
No, that played nothing into
that. Oh, that played into
it. No, it didn't.
It
no.
did.
No, Chris.
I played a Jedi mind trick on you.
No.
I made it play into the in the equation.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Let's see.
Somehow I got 2G reacting like Scar Barbosa in there today.
Nathan writes in. He says, I live in Southern California. In 2007, I was able to see almost all of the Patriots games on my network television. For 2008, with Brady being out for the season and Favre being in for the Jets, my cable station played more faggy Jets games than Patriots games.
You can't say that.
I didn't. He did. do you think they will show more of the future 2010 Super Bowl champions in my area with our number one quarterback back in gear? What's your thoughts?
Yes.
Also, do you guys see any potential teams that may give us problems next year? And lastly, what do you think about T.O. being cut? Well, we talked about that.
But yes.
Fred doesn't see any teams giving them trouble next year.
I do, the home schedule.
The quote for Fred was, other teams would be lucky if we lost a game next year.
That's right.
Do you really believe that?
Well,
I mean, do you believe this is a 15-1 team?
14-2, yeah. Super Bowl, absolutely.
You know who I think? I mean, it's not much of a stretch because
they
were pretty good this year. But I think if Joe Flacco makes any kind of improvement, you know, significant improvement, I think that could be a pretty good team. Baltimore.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's a team on the schedule next year.
Oh, yeah.
Indianapolis?
I mean, the Colts, we know, are always going to be there.
Denver?
The Colts
maybe.
And Patriots, to me, are the
same. If they have a quarterback.
Until they prove otherwise, I think the Colts will be involved.
Who else
I think Tennessee might take a step back. You know, the Haynesworth loss is big.
Speaking of the Broncos, did you see they signed yet another player? Chris Sims.
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yep.
Potentially.
Could be.
I don't know what the hand movement means.
As a potential starter come week one when Jay Cutler is playing for somebody else?
That's a really bad move, then.
Boy, if you want me to stamp the no chance on McDaniels, trade Cutler and start Sims.
Yeah. Sims can't play.
Hey, according to Strippers writes in, according to Albert Breer of the Sporting News, both the Chiefs and the Patriots are interested in free agent cornerback Travis Daniels.
Travis?
Oh,
they're interested in Travis?
Yeah.
Okay. We could get Travis in here.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Travis played
for Nick.
He played for Nick. So
and less?
They could make that move.
Play for less, too?
He might have played for less.
Was an assistant.
Or more or less. Who else did he play for? Romeo? Did he play for Romeo? Did he go
no.
to Cleveland?
I thought he played down in...
he played for Romeo, it says.
Okay. Yeah, Travis Daniels is an LSU guy that obviously has knowledge of the system.
System guy.
That Andy and Paul have been very high on, but evidently he doesn't really do that much.
Yeah.
On the phone right now is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? Hey.
Nothing much.
Hey, Anthony.
So how many ridiculous calls and emails about T.O. coming to the Patriots today?
Just mine. Andy. I want him. I want him.
Who wants him, Andy?
You better believe it, buddy.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
What's that?
1 year, couple million, no guaranteed money, can cut him at any time. He comes crawling to you to win a title and play with Brady.
I just don't want to go through a whole
it's
season
not happening,
of
guys.
It's all T.O. all the time.
Anthony's
just,
right. It's not happening.
That? Who needs
listen,
that?
Listen, can I tell you something? Forget him and concentrate on Torrey Holt, who just asked to be released.
It's my quarterback.
Yeah, we talked about him,
we
too.
We talked
but
about
he's Torrey
Holt, and we're all on board for that move.
Yeah, Torrey Holt I can see coming into the system, experienced wide receiver like I talked about on Tuesday. You know, you draft a guy in the second round, bring him up slowly to replace him. T.O., he just doesn't get it. He literally has mental issues. This is somebody you can see in his face. It's not working up there altogether.
Right.
Absolutely.
But it's the same thing as a guy I'm looking on ESPN right now, Manny Ramirez. They both have mental issues, and they're both good.
Yeah, but you know what, Andy? Forget that, because you know what? Baseball is an individual sport. Even though it's a team sport, he can go in there. The productivity
right.
that he's going to produce is just himself.
That's right.
Now, you're talking about T.O. ranting and raving on the sidelines. Maybe he won't do that, you know, but he's just too much of a cancer. Some people get it, some don't. Like, Randy Moss had issues when he came out of college, but you know what? He was there with Chris Carter. You could tell Carter really got in touch with him. And kind of, you could just see the maturity kind of take place throughout the years. Now, granted, he had a couple of issues here and there, but not like T.O. You never heard about Randy Moss, you know, just being a cancer and dividing a locker room, you know?
No.
You just don't hear that.
What do you mean? He was a clown.
He didn't divide the locker room.
He divided Oakland. He was throwing Andrew Walter under the bus. He was not being a good teammate.
Well, Oakland was different.
The thing that is similar with both of them is that they've never been, like, murderers or
I'd say Owens'
criminals.
Reputation in that department was a lot worse than Moss's, but to say Moss
yes.
didn't have that reputation.
It's certainly worse.
A little bit.
But the other thing, I'm going
Patriots.
1 year here, and I'm saying I can get 1 year out of him. I'm not looking long term. I'm not making any of those mistakes.
You can do a hell of a lot
one
of damage.
T.O. has destroyed every team he's been on.
That's right.
I mean, he's far worse.
But not in the first year.
Far worse than Randy Moss.
How could you guys say that Randy Moss was kind of to that level? They always compare the two receivers, but I never thought they were anywhere close to each other.
I agree with you that Moss is a lot less,
but
he was still a locker room
cancer.
And here's
another difference between Randy Moss and T.O.
He plays for the Patriots.
T.O.
doesn't.
Looks for the media. T.O. in the media is combustible.
Yep.
Moss shies exactly. away from the media.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big
that's a good
difference.
Point.
I would,
a good point.
I would absolutely agree with that point. But again, Randy Moss had issues before he got here.
He did, sure.
I mean,
he
had a whole Randy ratio in Minnesota.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not even talking about immaturity. I'm talking about being a divisive force in the locker room. He you had
wanting
to throw
the ball
you
the
had
time.
To throw the ball yeah. to him. I mean, otherwise he complained about it. I mean, there was yeah. he had issues.
He's
They're not
up.
Anywhere near the issues that T.O. has.
Right.
Never mind still has.
And yeah. Moss seems to have bought into the whole Patriot way of doing things since day one yeah. when he got here.
But
maybe T.O. would. Maybe in a year we'd be saying, you know what, T.O.'s hanging around with Ray Ventrone, and he bought into the system, and...
Hey, Oscar Lua, what's up, dog?
I'm playing the role of Patriots fan here. I think for 1 year, the system, the locker room... We'll take the locker to the other side of Brady, so it'll be Brady between Moss and T.O. in the locker room.
You know what, though, Andy? What I think back on is when listening to Rodney Harrison, you know, back in, I think it was in 04 or whatnot, and just, you know, how he said he wouldn't be on that team if T.O. came on. And I just believe a lot of Patriots players kind of have the same mindset as Rodney Harrison. You know, they just, I think they would look at the organization and be like, wait a minute, this is not what the organization stands for.
I kind of agree.
I'm with you, Anthony.
You know,
I'm totally with Anthony. I really don't think, I don't ever say never with Bill.
Right.
But I don't think this is a guy that Bill
I
would
don't
be
really either.
In.
I just want to see it.
I know. Because
yeah,
you don't
I,
care
I
if they win.
No, because I think they'd win a lot of games,
no.
at least early
you're
in the year.
You're not looking out for the best interests of this organization.
I think early
like
in the
us,
year, they'd
Fred,
be killing
right,
people.
Right, like us.
They'd be killing people early in the year.
Right. You're looking
about
out.
Late in the year.
And I unlike you, I have a lot of faith in Tom Brady and
don't
Bill
give me
Belichick
that, crap.
That they can
don't
control
give me
the locker
that
room.
Crap.
And they can
you're
turn
just
T.O. into the ultimate winner.
Satisfy your voyeur tendencies.
That's right.
That's all.
Okay, and here's the thing, though. Okay, Andy, you're saying a 1 year, very little contract, which makes sense for the Patriots. You know, as in, like, it's easy to cut him off. But then you know what's going to happen. You know, towards the end of the year, T.O.'s going to be like, I need to get paid. I need to get an extension. You know that will happen.
Oh, it's
but if he wants to get paid, he can't be a jerk. Because let's be honest, there's not a lot of teams left that would even pause to consider T.O.
Look, you can't control the man.
I know.
You know,
but I give Bill credit as the greatest coach on the planet.
He is a
that
drama
he can control
queen.
Him.
Crap, you don't believe that, and you know it.
You know where I can see him, though?
Oakland?
Baltimore.
Oh.
I think they've already said they're not interested, I think.
Really? Well, I only can see them there because I believe Ray Lewis will punch him in the head if he even utters a word. that's the only reason why I can see him there.
Possible.
That's very plausible.
How about San Francisco, where Mike Singletary will punch him in the head?
I personally just can't see I can't see a good team doing it. I can't see a team that has designs of being a playoff team doing it.
I kind of agree with you. I know I'm playing a little game here of devil's advocate, but a team like San Francisco takes a chance who already has a strong leader in their head coach who literally probably would not be afraid to punch him in the face if he had to in the locker room.
And that's why I said New Orleans, you know, because that's a pass-happy offense. They're not very good. They need something.
I'm not sure
Maybe they would take a
leader.
Chance. I don't think they do, but I think he's going to blow up no matter where he goes, leader or no leader.
Can I give you a list of teams that Florio said aren't interested?
Yes, sure. Quick, go.
Cowboys, Giants, Redskins, Ravens, 49ers, Vikings, Falcons, Browns, and soon to join the list, Eagles and Dolphins.
Wait,
Patriots
so,
aren't on
so
that
wait
list.
A minute. The Cowboys aren't interested?
Cowboys aren't interested. I think
That's
they made that
know.
Fact evident when they cut him.
That's good to know.
Yeah. But notice, Anthony, did you notice a team that's missing from that list?
The Patriots.
Yep.
I told you we haven't responded.
No further questions, Anthony.
The Patriots.
How does anybody call? Who do you call?
Right.
You get the receptionist. You can talk to Janet at the front desk.
Edie.
Yeah, right.
All right, guys. Now let me ask you this: How do you live?
You've reached the desk of Ken Flanders.
Okay, thank you, Ken. But let's just say, how does that meeting go? Like, does T.O. come into Gillette Stadium? You know, they sit down in a meeting room with Bill Belichick. And how does that go? Does Bill just lay him out and say, hey, listen, this is how it's going to be?
I think that's
do you
how
think
he does
that's
it.
How it works?
Yeah, theoretically.
It it's what happens.
He always says he has a talk with the guy.
T.O. comes in. You put him in a room. All it has is two chairs in it with one bulb, one light bulb hanging. Bill will be with you. Bill will be with you. 2 hours later, he'll be right with you. You let him sit there for a while, and you wait. About 3 hours later, Bill walks in. And gives them the laser beams through the eyes. And that's when they start talking.
Could be.
And Bill lays it out for them.
Could be.
You guys get us a little quiet over here. Thanks.
There could be a test involved, one of those types of tests.
See what he does.
Yeah. See how he reacts. See if he's still the prima donna or see if he truly is crawling to you as his last-ditch effort to rectify his career and win a title.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I still, you know, surprisingly enough, in that league, there's still going to be a foolish team out there that'll pay him more.
Oh,
ball,
I'm sure there will be.
I don't know about money.
They'll pay him more, like for a 1 year contract, anyways, than the Patriots will. I think if the Patriots do it, it's for very, very little.
Is Rosenhaus still his agent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my point too. It's Rosenhaus. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
That's all. I just got to look at it that way. I really want to forget about him, and I really want to concentrate on Torrey Holt. I think that'll be a fantastic lineup right there with Torrey Holt.
I agree. What would you give up to get him?
I give up a second.
Well, he's supposed to be cut, isn't he?
Oh.
Well, if he's cut,
he's asking for a release.
I thought they were. Yeah, he's asking for it. And they're going to try to trade him.
Well, I guess. But, you know, Torrey Holt, he's worth a fourth, a fifth round pick.
Oh, God, yeah. See, we were wondering if it was a two or a three and how high the two. I mean,
Vrabel's worth a second, but Torrey Holt's only worth a fourth? I think Holt's
Vrabel
worth a second.
I think
you give a second for Holt.
So, Fred, you would give a low second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What's Torrey Holt in his 10th, maybe 11th, 12th year?
Yeah, he's 32.
32. He'll be 33 in June.
Yeah.
So that's about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could probably get 3 years. Your
I
third round pick.
Third.
Would you go second if that's what they wanted?
End of the second.
Well, that's what the
Patriots you got one late in the second round. You give it to him?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe a second and you give me back a fourth. I don't know.
I like this negotiation. This is kind of fun.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's all I'm about. I love negotiating.
How much to clean the pool?
It depends on the size.
All right. Size matters.
True.
Yes, size does matter, even in pools.
All right.
And in
that's
life.
What she
Have
said.
A good one, guys.
Okay, Anthony in Naples.
I was going to tell him, 15 by 30. What do you got? I want to see if I'm getting ripped off.
Paul from London says, I hear a sound in Eric's voice that says murder. Hide your asses, guys. Eric's coming after you, and I vote that Eric keeps posting bad blogs. That way we have something else to rip him for. So
now,
you have
that,
a fan.
Was that a serious line about hiding our asses, or was that a joke? That you're doing there? Paul had ass in the table of contents of the paper, Fred, that you never read.
Wow.
Said ass rushers wanted or something.
Matt from Connecticut, Andy should take really some did. Lessons from Eric. He said, could you please tell Andy that they have invented something called the paragraph? This past ass PFW was basically unreadable. Eric, you should enlighten because you do a much better job on formatting. Oh, and by the way, Andy, I know you make fun of my Siena College, but at least we know what a paragraph is. What did you do on that ass PFW?
I don't know.
Did you screw it up?
He just writes – Andy tends to write in long blocks without pauses and paragraph
don't
breaks.
Don't do that. Take your time and format it correctly.
It is format. Wait a minute. This is a question because I didn't think we were supposed to. Is it a double return after a paragraph on AskPFW?
No, it's one – no, just
– there should be 700 spaces and everything. Wrong. He may love it, but I hate what you do.
There's one space in between
on the web. On the web, I like to do a double space.
Within the answer of an AskPFW.
Yes. That's how I didn't do that. No, I don't –
I didn't think we did that.
I don't do more than one paragraph for an answer often.
Well, I did.
But
if I do,
I put a space in between the paragraphs.
I didn't do that. Go back to Siena.
Iggy from
Learn
Madrid.
Nothing, you chump.
Saints.
Iggy from Madrid, I just have one question. Now that Vrabel is gone, and if Rodney does not come back, who is going to be the leader of this defense? Brewski is still
Roy
a good
Williams.
Leader, but his real role on the game is diminishing. Do you think Seymour has what it takes to be a real leader of this defense? And in the near future, Gerard Mayo.
Yes, Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, Mayo definitely.
Maybe
I'm not
the
sure,
very near future.
I'm not entirely convinced that Seymour will be on this team this year.
Okay.
So what does that tell you?
That you think
no
they're going to trade him for Julius Peppers?
Perhaps.
Of course, you also think T.O. is the worst receiver in the history of the National Football League.
Worst number one receiver I've ever seen, yes. He drops too many balls.
And yet I go on all these things, people are telling me he's one of the top five receivers to ever
play
the game.
Of all time. He might be one of the five best of all time, but he's the worst number one in the game today.
Worst number one I've ever seen.
I stand corrected.
So you
that
know
he's
what?
Ever seen.
Just so you know, if you give me the worst receiver Eric's ever seen, Terrell Owens, and the worst number one quarterback he's ever seen, Ben Roethlisberger, I think I'm going to win some Super Bowls.
Really? How many Super Bowls has T.O. won?
How many has Ben Roethlisberger won?
I'm talking about T.O.
And how many did I say?
I'm asking T.O.
I said I'd take both. How many games have they played together? Any? I didn't think so. No further questions.
Wow, there's a lot of animosity in this room today, Fred.
Really, and it started right at the top, too.
How many Grammys
by the
has
way,
Rihanna
I think,
won?
I think Seymour for Peppers would be an awful, awful, awful trade for Carolina. Wow.
Yeah, but I don't.
Andy just hit his big head on a camera.
Only because Seymour's in the last year of his contract, and now you're basically getting nothing. You know, you get 1 year for the commodity that you have. That is
Peppers.
I think they would do it to sign an extension.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they could do that beforehand, then that's different. But I think straight up, 1 year left in his deal, that's not a good deal for Carolina.
John in South Carolina says, please stop talking about injuries to Moss.
He doesn't want us to jinx him.
We're saying that they need depth at wide receiver because the two guys, Welker and Moss, have been remarkably durable and sort of playing with fire.
Law of averages kind of thing. Yeah.
They catch the ball all the time. I mean, seriously, how many catches they have between them over the last 2 years? It's like 370 catches.
It's another example of we only get ourselves in trouble when we talk football.
Right. No one cared that you guys argued about Rihanna, you and Eric, for like a half hour. We accidentally talk about Moss and he might not play a game or something and we get yelled at. You're right, Eric. We don't know. We're damned if we do. We're damned if we don't. I'm with Eric.
Exactly.
See how I made up with him
at
the
end? Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. It's Thursday, so everyone have a good weekend. Maybe there'll be more news. Who's on call this weekend to write?
Paul.
Paul's on call.
Since the weekend he was on call to write, he didn't write.
I'll be in Richmond.
Well, that'll be it for this edition. We will see you next Tuesday.